Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Hi, we're back. N4G Radio, August 3rd, 2009. No. Ain't no motherfucking trumpet up in the house. We have Gambus I Control Ohio Con.
Hey! Greetings, programs.
We have the Wombat Annoying Trumpet Wombo.
Hey! Greetings, programs.
That's true. It looks like the one that you have on Xbox Live. With the Rock t-shirt.
This shirt?
Yes.
I don't have a Rock t-shirt on Xbox Live.
No, I said the one that's available for your avatar.
Gotcha. Yeah, this is my Fender Aces High shirt.
Nice.
You can get an eye patch soon.
I should get
an
eye patch soon.
And a radio-controlled warthog. And we also have Killer Wolverine.
Yep.
What's up?
What's up?
That's the third word you've said since you've been...
in the room.
Sweet.
That's four.
Awesome. We're counting. Whoa.
Cool.
By the end of the show, I want to count, because that's a contest this week. Count how many words Killer Wolverine says, and I will give you a free code for Rocket Riot.
Wow. Are you serious?
Nobody's going to do that.
You know that means you have to keep count, too.
No, fuck that. I'll just assume whoever says it is right.
Wow. You just invited a whole lot of fraud into this contest.
I know. I'm a terrible... But we do have three Rocket Riot codes to give away. We're going to give away one today. We're going to give one away on Twitter, and then we'll come up with a creative way to give the third one away.
I know. You can give it to me.
No. You're ineligible for the contest.
Damn it! I'm always ineligible for the contest.
How about an art contest?
You want an art contest? If you draw a picture of Gambus Khan swimming through the fallopian tubes.
That sounds
That's a disgusting image.
You got to stick around for the outtakes for that one.
That's a disgusting image.
Anyway, but it's time.
Whoever draws that deserves all three codes.
What are they going to do with all three codes?
I don't know.
You can only
sell
download
them.
It once.
Yeah, sell them on the corner.
Sell them so they don't have to sell bodily fluids.
Ooh. Anyway, Gambus Khan.
Hey.
We do some fondling.
Hey.
Hey. Crazy Khan.
Yeah, fondling.
Crazy Khan's fondling.
Fondling sounds kind of weird, but yeah.
Well, then why don't you
wacky wild.
Why don't you tell us what you've been fondling?
Alrighty.
I noticed there was no Dissidia preview, so you weren't fondling that, right?
I literally played probably about 5 minutes of Dissidia this week.
He had to crawl up the stairs because Killer Wolverine broke his kneecap.
Yeah. Let me see. I didn't get to play that much games this weekend. It was depressing.
Did you have a date?
No, I was just busy with stuff.
You were getting busy.
Busy.
But yeah, I didn't even really start playing games until like 3 days ago.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah, holy crap.
What are you doing on the show?
Yeah, I was about
you
ready
just
to
started
say.
Playing games 3 days ago.
Well, because I...
So you were lying about all those RPGs you ever said you played?
I was playing some games.
Liar. I'm a liar. Nah.
Wow.
But
are you high?
I don't know. But anyway...
On a scale of 10 to 10, how high would you say you are right now?
13.
But anyway.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, kids. Oh, wait a minute. If you're a kid, why are you listening to the show?
Because it's cute.
We're rated E for explicit. It's funny how that works out.
Yes, it is funny how that works out. But anyway, I did not even get around to playing any Monster Hunter at all this week, which is sad.
Well, when we talk about what you did play.
Okay.
It's usually how this session works.
Okay. On the Nintendo.
It's not called What Are You Not Fondling?
Yes.
That would be women.
Oh, man.
Snap.
Dude, why don't you just cut me down?
I can't.
You are now fondling an epic burn.
That is most correct.
Don't you have to
fondle
a woman first before you fondle an epic burn?
Depends on the woman that you're fondling.
Go to a clinic for that.
Man. Okay.
We started out talking about video games. Now we're talking about chlamydia. So let's get back to video games.
Yeah, on the Nintendo DS, I played some Final Fantasy IV. And I must apologize to Square Enix.
Why are you apologizing to them?
Yeah, exactly. Why am I? Well, last week I said that the battle system was really slow. There's a reason behind that, and I'm stupid. spoiler alert.
It's not much of a reason.
Yeah, spoiler alert, I'm stupid.
Okay, I won't make it.
At the beginning of the game, I actually set the battle speed to 5.
No.
And I was like, oh, yeah, the higher the number, the faster it is. Actually, it's the exact opposite.
Oh.
The higher the number, the slower the battle system. So
that doesn't make any sense.
That's weird.
That does not make any sense.
Take back your apology.
Yeah. So I made it go to 1 battle speed. And the battles are actually blistering fast now. And
it's amazing how that works.
Quite enjoyable. And the game is awesome. I'm like 7 or 8 hours into it so far. And I really like how the 3D graphics, you know, recreate the cool scenes in 4. I think 4 is probably one of the best Final Fantasies. 4 and 6. I would say if you take the characters and the story of 4 and you combine it with the sheer epicness and the Esper gameplay mechanic of 6, if you threw them into a blender, you'd probably have the perfect Final Fantasy game.
Would you drink it?
I would drink it. It'd be like a milkshake. Anyway, I played that, and I played like a couple minutes of Dissidia on the PSP. Pretty good game.
PSP.
I'll be doing a preview of it sometime in the future. I don't know when.
It'll be a review by the time you get a preview done.
Dude, it'll be a retro review by the time I get around to it. But...
Hey, Gambus Cast talking about playing the demo of a game that came out 6 months ago. Way to go.
Yeah. But anyway, also played some PS3 games. PS3.
That one doesn't work.
Yeah. But I threw in King of Fighters 12, the new one. And as the game loaded up, it started downloading a 770 megabyte file. I guess it's a patch.
That's a whole new game. That's not a patch.
Because I don't remember downloading a 770 megabyte file when I first played the game. This is like my second time playing the game. So I'm like, what the heck is this? Is this a freaking patch? Does this game suck so bad that it requires a 770 megabyte patch? That's one heck of a patch, I tell you.
This game was just broken to begin with.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let's just put out a new one.
And you know, I didn't notice any difference in the game.
That doesn't say much, does it?
Yeah. But granted, I still have yet to play online, which I heard is pretty broken. So hopefully that patch or whatever it was fixes the online. Makes it silky smooth.
Like butter.
Yeah, hoping. I'd like to play May 13 because I know he's got the game. There's a few other people on my friends list who have the game. So, you know something? King of Fighters 12 isn't that bad of a game. It's a good game. However, it is very underwhelming compared to Street Fighter 4 and Blaze Blue, you know. I'd say this, so a person who's into fighting games or getting into fighting games, I'd be like, if you got to buy one fighting game this year, get Street Fighter 4. If you're going to buy two fighting games this year, get Street Fighter 4 and Blaze Blue. If you're going to buy three, I'd say get Street Fighter 4, Blaze Blue, and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. But if you're really rich and you got a lot of time in your hands and a lot of money and all kinds of stuff,
that's awesome.
I'd be like, okay, you might want to get King of Fighters 12.
You're my hero,
yeah. Gamus. Just so you know, you're my hero.
Out of the four fighting games that came out this year, this one would be the bottom of the list, apparently.
It's still ahead of Tekken.
Tekken's not out.
I know, but the thing is, though, this year I might pick up Tekken 6. Even though I'm not a fan of the Tekken series, I still think it's been a while since I played a Tekken game, so it'll probably be right around that time when I'll be like, oh, I wonder how Tekken plays. So then I'll play it, and I'll be like, oh, it plays just like Part 2 or 3 or whatever. But, I played some King of Fighters 12, and, what is this?
way to break the flow of the show, Gamus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was just reading it.
Sorry.
It's a little bit difficult for me to read and talk at the same time.
Sorry, I distracted him. That's my fault.
That's okay, man. No hard feelings.
So you play anything else?
Yes. I bought two PSN cards this week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I downloaded three PSN games, and all of them are awesome. I actually downloaded Battlefield 1943. Yeah, first person shooter. Even though it's not really my bag, if you will.
Baby.
Baby.
It's not his sack.
It's not my sack, baby. But, man, what's gotten into me this episode? I don't know. But, anyway, it's a good game. I played it. And, man, I'm getting off the rails here, man. I like playing as the Japanese, because they got swords. They got swords.
It's not as big a sword as you're used to, though.
Yeah. But yeah, I got totally owned in that game.
Everybody gets totally owned in that game unless they play it 24 hours a day.
Yeah. The other game I played was Fat Princess. Didn't anybody else play Fat Princess? No?
Nope.
Nobody?
No, I was supposed to get a code, and then Sony denied me.
That's
and
terrible.
I'm waiting for one of them to get it so I can game share it like a cheap ass.
That's what I'm waiting on.
I'm waiting on somebody to game share it, too, so I guess we're all
so we all look towards...
Hey, Gambus, what's your account name?
Hey, Gambus, what's your account name?
After the show, we expect you to give us your stuff.
I'm about to steal it.
We're basically going to treat you like bullies in a school, and we're going to hang you upside down and shake you until your account information falls out of your pocket.
All of it falls out of my pockets.
So yeah. We can game share it.
Well, I played some Fat Princess, and it's a good game. It's a good game on a fundamental level. And it's really cool because it's real gory and it's all cartoony. So it's got this charm of straddling the line between fun for kids, but at the same time, grown-ups would like it too because there's lots of blood and guts.
That's awesome.
And you
grown-ups
get,
would like it.
And you get to make this princess really
fat.
Yeah.
Which is one of Gambus's fantasies.
Yeah, you feed her the magical. You feed her the magical cake. And when you feed her the cake, she goes bloop.
Moo?
I mean, she does.
She goes moo?
No, she doesn't go moo.
Oh, I was going to say, wow, that's offensive.
Hey, no. When you eat cake, you go moo.
But it's pretty funny. All the characters, like when they attack or die or whatever, they have this like really high-pitched voice, like, ow, I'll get you! Stuff like that. And it's a blast to play. It's really cool. The graphics are, you know, they're simple, but at the same time, they're crisp and they're easy on the eyes. And, however, as I was playing this game, I noticed that there was a fundamental flaw in the game, and it has nothing to do with the actual game itself. It has to do with the people on PSN. And that is the lack of communication.
Yeah, I heard that you get stuck on a team with a bunch of people who aren't using microphones, that it's kind of a pain in the butt to win.
Yes, the game I was playing, I played it played it for 20 minutes. Nothing happened. Like, every time somebody would invade the castle, he would get killed immediately. Every time I would go into to their castle, I would get killed immediately. Every once in a while, somebody would pick up the princess. But it would be like one or two people, and there would be like nobody else around, and they would get killed off by the people in the castle or near the castle. So essentially, 20 minutes was a standstill because everybody was running around doing their own thing.
Oh, so it's just like Battlefield.
Yeah. You know something? When I actually played Battlefield after I played Fat Princess, and I actually felt the same way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to communicate.
Yeah. And that's the problem with PSN, you know, is that it's like the PS3, you know, fans or whatever, they're just so used to playing by themselves that they have no idea what to do.
The biggest part of that is
nobody can hear you.
Yeah, nobody can hear me. Sorry, I have my mic up. The biggest part of that is because it doesn't come with a microphone.
Yeah.
So anybody who doesn't go out and buy a microphone, is pretty much stuck not being able to talk.
Doesn't the PS2 microphone work?
Yes, it does. If you have a PS2 USB mic.
Users who are PS3 owners now would use that.
Yeah. You should.
Yeah.
Because
that would be convenient.
You know, I have two Bluetooth headsets, and the first one I used was crap.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to find a good one that works with the PS3. I don't know how the Sony one works that came with SoCal. I imagine that works best.
Yeah, that's the one I've been using.
So
I really enjoy that one. It seems like the voices come in crisp, and it seems like every time that I talk, they know that I'm talking. So
you know, and I think that's part of the problem is that they're so used to not talking, and you know.
Yeah, and it's weird because you have to hold a button down to talk.
Jesus, what have we not gotten past this?
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like push to talk.
No.
Push the button to talk. Ugh, go here, you know?
That's like every PS3 game suffers that, and I hate that.
Well, it's not just PS3 games either. I mean, any game that releases now that has push to talk is ridiculous. There's no
But it's a plague on the PS3. Like, almost every game has to push to talk.
Is it Motor Storm?
Motor Storm does.
How do you do that with Motor Storm?
Yeah, you're steering and driving at the same time. How the fuck do you push a button to talk?
That's
it's ridiculous.
Question.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It's 8 players, for God's sakes. I'm sure that's not too strenuous on the bandwidth.
Right.
Yeah.
Killing me.
Yeah, no kidding. It's crazy.
Not to mention most of those 8 players probably don't have a mic.
Well, that's fine. Then we wouldn't have to worry about bandwidth, would we?
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
They're not using it anyway. Bastards.
But the last game I downloaded off the PSN network was Shatter. And Shatter is freaking awesome. Yeah, I love it.
It's like Breakout, right?
It's like Breakout, but with like a Geometry Wars aesthetic. It's like futuristic, trippy graphics, neon colors.
The soundtrack.
Dude, the soundtrack to Shatter is probably one of the best soundtracks to a video game I've heard in years. I'm serious. Especially like electronic music. It's a very high caliber of electronic music. It's not just the boot, oots, oots, oots. You know, I can't do it. But yeah, it's not the atypical electronic.
Does it have that beat though?
In the background it does, but like at the foreground it might have like some piano playing, like a piano or a synth sound doing a pretty cool melody, stuff like that. Yeah, I mean it's fantastic music. I mean, for $8, this game is incredible.
It's still going.
Okay. The gameplay to Shatter.
Gameplay.
Is...
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Still, yeah. It's going.
The gameplay to Shatter is, you know, it's very similar to Breakout or Arkanoid. However, that's like one-third of the gameplay. As you're bouncing the ball between, you know, the bricks or the shapes and your little spaceship that you're controlling, it looks like a spaceship, but I don't know if it is or not. It's kind of weird. It looks kind of like a like a mushroom head spaceship or something.
It's like a giant penis.
Yeah. No, it's a giant mushroom head. But, yes. indeed. But as you're bouncing the ball,
bounce your balls on the mushroom head.
Yeah, just wait. It's going to get more perverted.
Oh, good.
You also have another set of two powers pertaining to the ball, and that is sucking and blowing.
So you suck and blow with your balls on the mushroom head.
Yes. If you put it that way, yeah, it is. Okay, you're like shooting the ball up, and you know, and then you can push one of the R triggers. It's either the trigger of the R1 or R2, and you could blow the ball right to where it'll stay in the air longer.
Kinky.
Yeah, and then if you want to suck the ball. If you want to suck the ball,
you just head down to 3rd Street subway station.
Welcome. Welcome to the N4G podcast, the largest collection of maturity on the interwebs.
You suck
the ball.
You press the L1 or L2 button to suck the ball. So,
If only it was that simple.
Oh, man. I'm getting off track here.
But you getting distracted by all the ball sucking?
Yeah, the ball sucking and blowing. But anyway.
Kill a Wolverine. Leave him alone for a minute.
Sorry, I get excited.
How could you not get excited with all this ball sucking conversation going on?
But seriously, this adds a whole new level of
I'm not gonna go there.
Of strategy. A whole new level of strategy that's pretty cool.
I'm sure there's a whole deep layer of strategy involved in ball sucking.
Yeah, because the ball would actually be like in the middle of the play, you know?
Well, the key is to suck and blow both at the appropriate time.
Yes.
With your mushroom head.
Right.
Yes, yeah, so I'll be like near one of the blocks, and I'll try to hit the block, and I'll be like, and I'll have both of my fingers on the L1 or R1 buttons, and I'd be like sucking and blowing, just
holy offensive,
to get that ball to hit the brick. Oh man,
hate it when my balls won't hit the brick.
Just don't suck when you're supposed to blow, or blow when you're supposed to suck.
Yeah, that could cause a mess.
But yeah, there's also boss characters in this game.
Why is this continuing?
I just thought we sold like 14 million copies of this game.
Did you say boss characters or balls characters?
Boss characters. Okay. There's boss characters in the game, and it's pretty cool.
Like, you have to suck or blow them?
Actually, there's one that you have to... It's this big, like robotic, like arm or something, and you actually have to.
Oh no!
You actually have to like blow its arm to where it's like
pointed. That is
to where it's
a
like
fetish I've never heard of.
Where it's like blown, where it's like pointed up, and it exposes.
Wait!
It exposes its weak spot.
Wow. There's a massive damage joke somewhere in there, but we're going to move past
there, that. There's lots of massive damage.
So Gamma's Con, what else are you playing?
Yes, please. Let's
we need to move past this ball.
The moral of the story is that Gamma's Con sucked a lot of balls this week and blew some guy's arm. Back to the story.
I don't know what to say to that.
I know what to say. What else did you play?
That's it, actually.
All right, what are you playing this week?
War Shatter.
I bet you are.
I bet you are.
I keep coming back from
War. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's nasty.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. All right, we're moving away from this, like, big time.
Yeah.
So, we'll move on to the Wombat, and, wow. Okay, let's talk about games.
Well, I didn't play any games about ball sucking, but I promised that I would mention this on the Fondling, because somebody, somebody pointed it out to me that I, speaking of sucking, I played a little game called Two Worlds this week.
Oh.
Because I was sitting there and I played a lot of different stuff and I was like, you know what I haven't played in a long time? Is Two Worlds.
There's probably a very good reason for that.
There is, actually. So I went back and played it some more, and it still sucks, just as bad as it ever sucked before.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how well does it hold up?
Yeah, it still sucks.
Just
as bad as it ever sucked before. But I still played it for an hour because, I don't know. I don't know, something about it just pulls me in. Sucks me in, if you will. So I played a little bit of that, and I promised I would mention it on the show. So there you go. I also played, actually sort of way back machined it a little bit and played the Simpsons game, on 360 because I bought it from Gamefly for super duper cheap and never played it.
It was a great game.
It is a good game. So I played a little bit of that. I played, what else did I play this week? I played some more Red Faction, which I was online on Tuesday night to play some Red Faction.
His Xbox was gone.
Nobody else was online on Tuesday night to play some Red Faction.
I was busy doing something else. I got your message finally. Like on Friday, I'm like, oops.
So,
were we supposed to do that on Tuesday?
Yeah, we were supposed to if you got your Xbox back. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh.
We kind of had made mention of that. Yeah. I had a bunch of people ask me about that over the course of the week.
We really need to set up a real day for everybody
to play.
It
was just a busy fucking week.
After Monday night, man, I was just Tuesday was just like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I played some of that. I didn't play any of the multiplayer, though. I just played single player since nobody else was on. It feels like I played something else on the 362.
It's called Marvel Base.
Well, no, I mean in terms of the actual disc games. I'm trying to go in order here, man. Don't pick up my groove.
curly mustache, bitch.
Where is your curly mustache? I played, it really does seem like I played something else. Maybe the memory of Two Worlds is destroying the rest of my mind.
That's it.
Surprise, your Xbox still works.
You know what's funny is it did crash. It locked up in the middle of the game.
I don't find that funny. I find that the norm.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was the Xbox or if it was Two Worlds. My guess is it was probably a combination of the demon spawn of both. So I did play Splosion Man finally.
Yes.
Which is a lot of fun. It's just a lot of fun. And the best thing about Splosion Man is he's got 16-bit character, which is what I call it, because he's actually got he's got the same amount of personality and character that a lot of the 16-bit mascots have that they don't really have, that mascots don't really have anymore. He's a really cool character to play as. I love his different running animations, especially the one where he's got his hands kind of up and he's like, hee hee hee, as he's running down the hallway. It just cracks me up every time. I also love the fact that the scientists explode into giant hunks of meat.
Yes.
When you blow them up, it cracks me up. And then last but not least, on 360, I played Marvel Baby.
I broke
my curly mustache out.
Yes.
I had, of course, a lot of fun with that because I forgot. Sometimes I forget how awesome Marvel vs. Capcom is when I haven't played it in a while. And since the regular Xbox version emulates so incredibly terribly on 360. I hadn't played it in a while. Such a phenomenal game, and I'm so rusty at it, it's pathetic. The only thing that pisses me off, which we had the discussion before the show, I don't understand the beat it with this team achievement crap, because never anywhere in the game or in the achievement screen does it tell you what constitutes that team. Like, what constitutes a Street Fighter team or an X-Men team? Maybe I'm just missing it.
I have not seen it.
I haven't found it anywhere, and it pisses me off because I beat the game with a team that I assumed was an X-Men team, but apparently the game has other designs.
Which characters did you use?
I beat the game with a hodgepodge, actually, of X-Men characters because I was trying to find a good fit. I like Wolverine and I like Gambit, so I was trying to find a good fit third character with a good, beam attack.
Yeah.
So I went back and forth between Cyclops, Iceman, and Cable I actually eventually beat it with Gambit, Wolverine, and Iceman, and got no achievement.
Yeah, I didn't get the achievement either for beating it. Street Fighter team.
I think is of course, obviously, it's because it didn't give you the achievement. Say character specific,
right? That'd be nice if they'd tell you.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they tell you what characters they were. Maybe they want it to be a surprise.
I'm going to guess
56 fucking characters in the game. I don't want to guess.
Shit.
I'm going to guess that the Street Fighter will be Ken, Ryu, and Chun Li.
I think that's probably correct.
And I'm going to guess that the X-Men team will be Cyclops, Wolverine, and Storm.
Well, who would the Darkstalkers team be?
Probably Felicia,
Dimitri,
right.
And Morgan.
Probably.
What about the other characters?
Fuck them, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
In the Marvel versus Capcom world. So I imagine the Avengers team is what? Captain America, Iron Man?
Hulk?
And Hulk, or War Machine?
He wasn't really ever in.
I mean, he was.
I wouldn't go with War Machine
Avengers. It's kind of a... It's a fucked up situation.
Just put the freaking characters' names in there and get it over with.
Do the new Avengers count?
Apparently the World Warriors don't count. There were 12 of those.
Yeah.
Fuck your curly mustache.
I really want to know. If anybody knows that information, please email me at thewombat@ztgamedomain.com because I really want to know what the actual character teams are that you're supposed to beat it with to get the achievement.
Bastards.
Yeah. But other than that, the game's phenomenal. It plays online very well.
Yes, it does.
I didn't really have a lot of lag. I didn't actually. I only played two games. The two games I played, I had no lag to speak of. So that completes the Wombat's 360 fondling this week. Hmm. In addition, on the PlayStation 3, I played some more MLB The Show because I hadn't played it in a while, and I got what I would like to refer to as the hankering. So I played some more of The Show. I played quite a bit of that, actually. And then I played a lot more Fight Night, round 4.
Fight Night!
Which is proving to me more and more day by day as I climb the ranks how much I suck at Fight Night. I played Nexus actually in a game online because he's been asking, he's been wanting for us to get around together. So I played him in a game, and it took us probably 25 minutes to get into a game together.
Jesus.
Because there's no friend invite feature, at least no friend invite feature that we could find.
That's terrible.
So basically, it devolved into me making a room. And just having to keep backing out and going back in and making another room until the universe decided that it was time for us to play and he could see me in the lobby. So that was kind of a pain in the ass. So once again, if anybody knows that there's a friend feature on the PlayStation 3 version of Fight Night, please tell me and let me know because we couldn't find it anywhere. Which was, like I said, kind of a pain in the ass.
Isn't that supposed to be in the new update?
Cross-game invites?
Across every game?
It better be. Because, honestly, that's the one thing that holds PSN back from Xbox Live. The biggest thing, in my opinion, at least.
That holds private chat.
Yeah.
While you're in a game.
Yeah.
Which would be nice.
But, it was a lot of fun, though. We had some lag. At least I had some lag on my end. I can't speak for his end, but I had some lag on my end when we were playing. But it wasn't game-breaking. It was just present. And then I'm trying to think if I played anything else before I talk about the other stuff. I think that was it on PlayStation Network, or on PlayStation. I really, really, really want to play Fat Princess. So once I can, if I can't game share it off anybody, I'll just buy it. I feel bad for game sharing it anyway because I should support the developer, but I'm also broke and cheap. So I really, really want to play Fat Princess, but I haven't had a chance to play it yet. So I think that just leaves me with mine and the Boogeyman's excursion on Wednesday to a place in southwest Ohio here, a town called Fairfield, a place called Arcade Legends, which is a really awesome place. If you are in or near the Southwest Ohio region, you should definitely check it out. It's got a great concept for an arcade, where basically you can show up first thing in the morning as soon as they open, and it's $10 through the week, Monday through Friday. It's $12 on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. They are through the week open. I don't know. I'm not sure what time they open at, but I believe they're open until midnight. And you could show up as soon as the place opens. You pay $10 and you get a wristband. That wristband lets you play in the arcade all day long. So you can leave and go get food. You can leave and do something else. Come back and still get in, not have to pay any more. And all the machines are free play. So once you pay your $10, that's all you pay all day. Unless you decide to, you know, buy drinks from them or whatever. They've got at least, just from like a count in my head, they've got at least 40 games there. Probably closer to 50. Anything, basically, that you would want to play. Myself and the Boogeyman laid a hurtin' on X-Men, the arcade game. We beat that down pretty good. We played a lot of Super Off-Road, which is a lot of fun. And at the end, devolved into us just running around in circles because we both got so off track on this one course that it just turned into melee. Played Capcom versus SNK. They have two Marvel versus Capcom machines. We didn't play that. They have Ninja Turtles. They have The Simpsons. They have the original 1983 Punch-Out dual screen machine. They have Point Blank 2, which we played a lot of, which is one of my favorite arcade shooting games. They have another great arcade shooting game that was sort of House of the Dead-esque, if anybody remembers it, called Carnival.
Yes, I remember that.
Which is a great game. They have Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, which anybody who follows me on Twitter saw that I took a picture of that. They've got six different pinball machines. They've got two Initial D racing cabinets, which that game is very Japanese and has some very Japanese music in it, which was cracking.
Oh, I bet.
They've also got a big screen projection on the back wall where they play different game on right now, or the day when we were there, it was Street Fighter 4. And then they've got a back room where they have a couple Xbox 360s, I believe, maybe PlayStation 3s. I don't know. They weren't out and viewable, where you can play. Like, they had Call of Duty on one, and they had Guitar Hero on the other one.
Guitar Hero.
I'm trying to think of other notable arcade games that they had that I was surprised to see. They had the Dungeons & Dragons machine. They had King of Fighters 98. They have Darkstalkers 3.
Sweet.
They had, I'm trying to think of what else.
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 2 and Killer Instinct 2. They had Smash TV.
Do they have the old classics, Donkey Kong, Galaga,
They have Galaga, they have Ms. Pac-Man, they have Super Pac-Man. I did not see Donkey Kong, but they probably had it, and I just missed it. I can't imagine that they wouldn't have that. They had a bunch of, like, the old classics. And then they had, you know, newer games, too.
Man, this place sounds like a awesome.
It's a phenomenal idea, and I'm so glad that there's an actual arcade in our area, especially one that you pay $10 and you can play all day at. Because, you know, most arcades, especially now, $10 is a roll of quarters. You take a roll of quarters to an arcade, you're not going to be able to play very long. Like I said, we were there for about 3 hours, about 2.5 to 3 hours. And that was just because we didn't go until a little later in the evening, and we took a break to eat. I took a break to eat. So
the thing is, I mean, this place sounds really, really incredible because it sounds like they took the best games over the past couple decades, and it's all under one roof. Whereas if you go to another type of arcade that's still, you know, holding on to dear life before closing,
right?
You usually have to look around to really find anything that's worth playing.
Right. Exactly. There's not a game. I didn't see a single game there that wasn't worth playing. You're right, though. Most arcades you go to, and there's like 10 or 12 crappy machines that you don't want to play.
Yeah, and one or two games are worth playing.
Exactly. And they had just about everything you could want there.
Sweet.
So, yeah, if you're – big plug for Arcade Legends. If you're in the Southwest Ohio area, you need to check it out because it's awesome.
Sweet.
For sure. So, yeah, that's pretty much my fondling for this week. As far as what's coming up, I don't know, to be honest. I don't know how much time I'll have to game this week. I definitely want to play more Red Faction, definitely want to play more Hawks. I didn't get a chance to play any Hawks. And then definitely more Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Marvel, baby.
And we need to all get a game going in something this week.
Yes.
At some point. Seriously. For real.
For reals. K-Dub.
K-Dub.
Sup, K-Dub. Was that like 10 now?
So,
10 words?
Yeah, that's more like 40.
Damn, okay.
40? You're counting yourself?
Yeah.
Nice.
I want to win.
Nice.
Spoiler alert, you're ineligible.
Well, that was never mentioned.
Besides, you already got a code, so.
I want another one.
Well, you can't have another one.
Fuck. Too bad. Eat it. Eat it.
I didn't play a whole hell of a lot last week. It was busy week.
Busy.
Like, micro gaming?
Micro gaming?
I guess we could call it micro.
Is iPhone stuff
no,
again?
Not iPhone stuff.
I actually played, sorry to interrupt, but that reminds me, I actually played Mega Man 2 on the iPhone. I downloaded the trial version, and I never thought I would say this about Mega Man 2.
I don't really like it.
I don't like the way it controls. It does the whole one thumb controls the a fake stick, and the other one does the buttons. But it is kind of cool because when you hold the phone upright, it makes it look like an arcade cabinet, and so you've got like an arcade stick. And when you turn it sideways, it looks kind of like I don't know if it's supposed to be a Game Boy or a DS, but it looks more like one of the old Game & Watch systems. But it just does not control very well. I don't like it. So sorry, I had to mention
that's
that before.
Cool.
Go ahead.
So micro gaming?
Yeah, I didn't really play anything until Thursday.
Micro Machines!
Thursday. Where
oops,
we,
why does Thursday get the oots, oots, oots?
Because it's Thursday.
It's Thursday Techno Day?
It's a Techno Day.
Okay. Where we did a couple of videos where, five of them?
Six total.
Wow. So I got to try out G-Force, Explosion Man.
Explosion Man, he explodes.
G.I. Joe, which I'll let Zero talk about it. NCAA football.
How was that?
Good. Good.
I like Marvel, baby.
The team that he made is pretty impressive. Just rule the field.
Yes, we do rule the field.
I believe.
How many reception yards do I have right now?
After four games, I don't even remember, but I know you're on track to break the collegiate record.
How many tackles?
I finally accomplished something in my life. You're not on defense.
You're on offense, man.
Oh.
You're a fullback.
Yeah.
You scored 3 touchdowns.
Look at
seriously?
That.
Seriously?
Which fullbacks don't usually score touchdowns.
Wow. So look at you.
I'm lucky.
Yeah.
I'm a lucky
I've thrown 26 in 4 games.
Man, you are. What difficulty level are you playing on?
I'm adjusting the sliders every game to harder so that they play better, and I still have not found them to play good enough against us to beat us.
Nice.
Hell, even come close.
Yeah. The game I watched him play was like 97 to nothing.
Yeah, I know. And I've got the sliders going up every game, and it's not affecting me at all.
Yeah, maybe you need to go up a little higher.
I think I do.
So, what other ones did we do that I played?
Gears of War.
Ah, yes. The new Gears of War, the single player, the new single player.
All fronts?
Yeah. Played a little bit of that. A little bit of Marvel.
Marvel, baby.
Marvel.
2. Is that it?
I think that's all 6 of them.
Yeah. So that's pretty much all I played.
Busy week. We sat down with a certain somebody.
Yeah.
In an interview.
Yeah. I saw this video. I was quite impressed. It was awesome.
And we have to say that if Video Games Live is in your area, go see it.
Yeah, the show is just
freaking awesome.
So what music pieces did they play?
Well, they start off with the medley, which is like the old. There's actually a video they play before the show, which is hilarious, yeah. Which is like an emo song. And what's it called? Fucking Yuri.
I don't remember.
Together we make PlayStation 3. It's real Japanese. It's real goofy, right. But it's hilarious. And then they do these other two videos. They showed the Michael Jackson one where he's running through all the games and like killing Bowser and all that stuff with his 16-bit sprites. And then they show this Miss Pac-Man running from the ghost through the city streets, like live action thing.
That was kind of weird.
And then they do the medley, which is like Duck Hunt, Donkey Kong.
Well, they did Pong. They started with Pong, yeah. And now what the whole premise is, they have three screens behind the orchestra. And they show little montages of the games that they're playing music to. And they play two of those montages.
Gotcha.
So, and the impressive thing about that all is, when we sat down and talked with him, I don't know if we got that on video or not, but what he said is, they ship out the music to the orchestras, what cities they're playing, and they play it, I guess they practice it individually, and they play it for the first time collectively that day.
Wow.
So for them to do all that and work perfectly with the videos in the background... spectacular.
And we got to walk up on stage. We were on stage. Before the show. Yeah.
Not during the show, though.
No, not during the show. But before the show, we went out and saw all the setup and everything. Yeah. And we got to see his awesome MAME cabinet.
Yeah.
That was signed by every developer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it basically just plays arcade games.
You keep saying he. Why don't you tell everybody who it was?
Well, it's Tommy Tallarico. He's the co-founder along with, I wish I could remember his name, John.
Jack.
Yeah, the other guy that the actual maestro of the symphony. But just amazing set list. I mean, they start off, and one of the questions we had for him was, why is there no Mega Man music? Because it's so popular. And he answered that right before I asked the question that they just started doing Mega Man.
Yeah.
They just started doing
it last
week.
They played it at San Diego, at the Comic-Con in San Diego. That was a couple days before they came to Cincinnati.
Yeah, and David Hayter does voice during the show.
Yeah, they played Metal Gear.
They do Metal Gear
and
segment.
The medley, which this was the pretty cool thing, because there's no really like interaction, but they do have little cool things like Metal Gear. You have this little soldier come out with plastic gun and everything, and as they're playing along, the soldier is looking around the audience, on alert or whatever, and.
Then they play the he pulls up an exclamation point behind his head.
Yeah, the exclamation point is strapped to his back and it pops up.
The box comes out. Yeah. The box comes out and walks across stage like snakes in it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then they play the whole medley, which was phenomenal.
It was.
And then the box stayed there during the next song.
Yeah.
It just sat there and everybody's like looking at it, whatever. And then when the second song was over, Tommy Tallarico pops up out of the box. So he was in the box.
He probably shed 50 pounds
waiting
in that box because it was hot. And I imagine how hot it is on stage. He was in there for, 6 minutes?
Yeah, it was a long time. But they played Metal Gear Solid. They played Warcraft 3.
Warcraft. Warcraft.
Civilization, which blew my mind. That was really awesome.
They played
the Warcraft games have some great music
StarCraft.
In them, so I imagine that
Yeah,
was
they did StarCraft
good.
2.
They did StarCraft
2, which was awesome.
They did Zelda.
They did Zelda.
They did Final Fantasy.
They did the guy that played the piano. If you've ever seen the YouTube video, the guy that blindfolded himself and played Mario, he was there.
Yeah.
He played a Mario medley. He played Dig Dug. Mm-hmm. He played Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just phenomenal. And then
he even played Mario blindfolded.
Yeah, they put a blindfold on him and he played it blindfolded.
It was awesome.
Which was incredible.
Just awesome. They did, of course, Halo.
Halo.
Which they did a lot of cool stuff with Halo. And you know the teaser trailer that came out a long time ago for 3?
Yeah, the finish the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they did that.
That was the end. And it just, if you didn't get goosebumps by then, you're dumb. And you don't feel feelings.
You're dumb and you have no goose to bump.
I would imagine everyone in that audience had goosebumps.
What I thought was really cool, though, is they did a Guitar Hero segment where a kid came out and played Guitar Hero, but the orchestra played with him, as did Tommy on guitar.
Oh, that's cool.
And they played Aerosmith.
That's cool.
Which was really cool.
Yeah. Tommy came out the second half, played a lot of them. He played Halo.
They did the Chrono Cross. Acoustic guitar session.
Yeah. Which was
Sweet.
Awesome.
And then the last thing they did was a brand new song that they did that everybody was going nuts over, which was One Wing Angel.
Wow.
From Final Fantasy VII. And that was, just incredible. Just incredible. I mean,
Sweet.
The whole show is like two hours.
It was about 2 hours.
A little over 2 hours, and it will blow your mind from beginning to end. I mean, it's just amazing the sound that comes out of it.
You know, I dog on Final Fantasy a lot, and there's right cause for it, but the music on it,
That last set was just incredible. He comes out and he's playing the heavy metal guitar riff and like the screen showing Sephiroth with like the fire behind him and the orchestra's just going nuts.
Because I mean, how do you beat Halo as the end of the show? You really can't.
Yeah.
But then they came out with the encore, and that's
they
that's
did two songs in the encore.
They did two.
Yep.
But
which
I mean,
was
because one of the first one, I don't remember what it was. The first encore, I don't for the life of me remember what it
I
was.
I really don't either. I can't.
And it's like, how do you follow that with Halo? That didn't fit. And then they did the Final Fantasy song, and it was just
huge,
phenomenal.
But David Hayter would actually in between segments like talk to the crowd,
nice.
Which is hilarious. He's like, "What'd you say? I can't hear you." And then the crowd would scream, and he's like, "That's a little better. Let's do better than that."
So was he actually there?
No.
It was like
a recording.
It was like his recording voice.
There was a couple people that got recorded.
Hideo Kojima came on before the Metal Gear, and Yuji Naka came on before the Sonic, and then Koji Kondo came out twice, once before Zelda and once before Mario.
Man.
So.
It was definitely awesome.
I should have been there.
You should have, because it was sad to see
you know,
that it was not sold out.
It was really sad that there was not a lot of people. There was quite a few, but not as much as I thought there would be.
Were they selling like soundtracks and souvenirs?
Yeah, there was a booth for T-shirts and hats and CDs and stuff.
Thing is, I would go broke because when I went to play a video game symphony, I spent like $80. That's not even counting my ticket. That was all souvenirs.
Yep. It was. There was a lot of stuff going on. There were some competitions for Best Buy and Game Crazy, and then they had a booth for stuff you could buy.
Like, and I tell you, there's big props going out to the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra because that was just to do all that. I don't know how Play did it. I don't know if they travel with their own symphony, but for them to just play collectively that day, just amazing.
Play was a Dayton Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh.
They have a choir?
Yeah,
because the choir really made a lot of the songs. In the show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was just incredible. One guy came out during Civilization was, like, singing in another language.
And I believe he was behind us in line.
Yeah, we saw him in line at the front.
You know, what were you talking about with the video games live, it sounds like they played a lot of the same music that I heard when I went to play Video Game Symphony.
Wow.
But in terms of, like, the visuals and, like, the stuff going on stage, it seemed like you guys had a overall better show.
Yeah, well, the nice thing about Video Games Live is it changes every show.
Yeah, they have right now, I think, 60 different songs.
Yeah,
that
they
60
play.
Different games with different arrangements, which Tommy does himself, I guess, apparently. He arranges them, and they change it every show.
Every show they play 20 of them, usually.
Yeah, I got to say, man, that video that you guys did with them, fantastic.
Yeah, he's a real down-to-earth guy, real funny.
He was really cool and really funny. And
you don't realize you're around a celebrity.
No, not at all.
So,
yeah, I mean, when I was watching that video, I was like, man, he would fit right in with us.
You don't realize that you're hanging out with Steven Tyler's cousin.
Yeah.
Well, what was funny is we're backstage on stage looking at the show and looking at everything set up, and he's back there talking about a party he's having this weekend where Nolan Bushnell is coming over,
nice.
And the guys from Epic are coming over, and the guys from Blizzard are coming over. I was about to go, hey, Tommy, can we come?
Can we come to your party?
Can we come to your party? Because he's so cool, he probably would have been like, yeah, if you're in town, stop by.
Yeah.
Because he told us after we went out of the backstage, he's like, you know, when the intermission comes up, come backstage and let me know what you thought. So we walked back there during intermission, stood in his dressing room, talked to him about the show a little bit. It was
awesome.
Very cool.
Man, that sounds like an awesome night.
It was a great night. It was very tiring, though.
Yeah.
We were running around like crazy.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. But you're fondling that it, your future?
Marvel, because I did get my Xbox back.
Marvel, baby.
I got it back Thursday before I headed up here to do the videos. Wish they gave me a Pro system back, which, you know, it's kind of funny, but not that it matters. Marvel, I'll get back on track with Red Faction. You know, I'm just playing catch-up at this point.
Catch-up.
So whatever games I feel like playing, I'll play.
And by catch-up, he means catch-up and not
ketchup,
not the
condiment. The food condiment.
Oh, I love ketchup.
Mm. So
We know you do, Mister. You need to catch up on my steak.
Hopefully, we can get a Red Faction game going sometime.
Yes.
Red Faction game would be
now
awesome.
Now that the Xbox is back, you would have yours back, Con. Had you sent it in?
I'm waiting.
Waiting for what?
I'm
Natal?
Waiting on. Yes, I'm waiting.
We're gonna wait till next year.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I'm going to wait until the slim Xbox comes out.
Oh, here
never.
We go.
So you never get an Xbox.
Yeah,
okay.
You'd be playing with yourself.
Can you imagine a slim Xbox? You know how fast that'll red ring?
You know
how fast that'll get hot?
As soon as you plug it in, it's dead.
The nice thing is, if they make it flat on top, you could cook pancakes on it in the morning.
Mm, I like pancakes.
Yeah, I think I'm going to wait for that version so I can have some pancakes.
Well,
everybody loves pancakes.
I don't like pancakes.
What?
Not a big fan of pancakes.
What? Are you fucking
beat up
drunk?
In the parking lot, man. What the fuck?
Because I don't like pancakes? Ooh, ooh, fuck you.
I love pancakes.
I just said I'm not a big fan. I eat them occasionally.
Oh,
wow. What the? I don't even know you anymore. Because I don't fucking like bread and fucking syrup food.
We're going to have a fucking intervention on you and make you eat pancakes.
I saw.
Pancakes, bitches.
Now, do you like waffles? Fuck you, I'm leaving. I'm done.
I don't even know you, man.
Because I don't like... What the fuck?
You don't like waffles or pancakes.
All right, can I clarify this?
No.
I don't like breakfast in general. Because I sleep to motherfucking 2 o'clock
you
in the
mean
fucking
you can't
afternoon.
Eat breakfast?
You what mean, the fuck?
Eggo waffles don't have a timer on the box. It won't let you open it until... After
I don't
11.
Know what Eggos you buy, but they have from mine.
Well, then you're buying the wrong fucking Eggos.
I eat them. I enjoy them occasionally. I don't worship them and pray to the god of waffle.
You must be some kind of alien. You cannot be an average human being if you don't like waffles and pancakes.
Do you put cheese on them? Should I be pissed off? What? I don't eat cheese either.
Who? You don't eat cheese?
I eat it on pizza and grilled cheese. We know this.
I know, but I just have to bring it up on the podcast.
What the fuck?
No, anyway. I don't eat cheese on my waffles.
Okay, well, that's good, because I would definitely be gross to
man,
help.
This is the most heated discussion
and it's about
pancakes
fucking
and
pancakes.
We got one guy in here who eats ketchup on steak. This guy doesn't eat waffles or pancakes
he
or
eats wasabi peas.
He eats wasabi peas.
You listen to country.
Yeah, that's true. That is
this
true.
Is fucked up people in this room. Anyway,
Jesus Christ.
About my fondling.
I'm buying you a box of waffles for Christmas, just so you know.
And I'll throw them back at your face.
You can
frozen.
Get your own damn syrup.
No, if you're going to give me fucking pancakes or waffles for fucking Christmas, you supply the damn syrup.
I'm going to dress in a ninja suit one night, and I'm going to sneak into your house. And when you're sleeping, I'm going to force feed you pepper jack cheese and waffles.
And then I will throw up all up on you.
Man, that sounds good.
Oh.
I'm hungry.
Some eggs, some nice scrambled eggs with pepper jack cheese melted over top of them.
Mm.
And some waffles.
Mm.
Man.
Ew.
That sounds good.
Let's hurry up and get the show over.
Let's get it over because I'm hungry. Anyway, my fondling this week, I was very dedicated. I beat three games.
Look at you!
Three games I finished this
week.
Wow. I finished Infamous.
Tommy Tallarico inspired you.
He did inspire me to play some games. I finished Infamous.
Nice.
Great ending. You should definitely beat it.
I heard that the ending is freaking amazing.
Yeah, for me. What the fuck?
Yeah,
fucking beat it.
Now there's two people who have beat Infamous.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
Yep, that's the same number of people that beat Bioshock, too.
This
well,
is
that's
true.
Nice. That's
coincidentally
true.
Not the same two people.
No, but I'm in both categories.
That's true.
What's up? But you have no excuse. Your PS3 is not broken.
Yeah.
You can finish Infamous. Which
two people who beat Mass Effect, too, actually. No,
yeah, I'm in that category, too. What's up?
At least I'm in one category.
Wait, how many people in the room beat Fallout?
How many people in the room care?
Oh.
I'm raising my hand, but you can't see it. Anyways.
I beat Infamous. Great game. The ending was great. The last level was great. And you got to see it, but when you're evil, there's a decision you make at the end of the game that totally changes the way your lightning looks.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's cool.
Badass. Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm super badass now. I beat Watchmen. The End is Nigh on Xbox 360.
Episode 1 or Episode 2?
2's not out. It's out on disc, but not downloadable, and I'm not paying for the same game I already
have. Wait, didn't, but 2 came out Thursday for the PS3, right?
Yes.
All right. So, but not till August something for the Xbox.
Oh, okay. I wanted to finish the first one before I played through the second one. It's a decent game, but you have to like two things. You have to like beat-em-ups, and you have to like The Watchmen.
Yeah, well, yeah.
If you don't like both of those things, you probably won't like
the game. Considering it's a beat-em-up game about The Watchmen, I think that's probably pretty accurate.
Yeah, but that's
accurate.
All you do.
Oh.
There is nothing else. you whoop ass.
How long is it?
That's it. It's about 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
So
I was put here to whoop ass.
That's all you do is whoop ass. It's basically run from one room to the next, beat up the group of guys, move on to the next room.
Which now, when you started it, didn't you have the old TV?
Yes.
And it was dark.
Yeah, but there's an adjustment in the options menu.
Oh, I didn't
I had
know
to
how much brighter, because there's noticeable difference between the TV you have now and the old TV.
My achievements were even while I was playing it, but then I finished it and they're uneven again.
Which character did you play as?
Rorschach.
Yeah.
I'm going to play through it again, actually, as Night Owl now, because it's not long. It's a fun game. And the third game I beat was Call of Juarez, Bound in Blood.
Bound in Blood.
Bound in Blood. And that game... Man, that ending was like tugging at my heartstrings.
Tugging at your heartstrings.
It was, man. Something happens at the end. I'm like, oh.
I'm sure you can tell us. No one's going to play it.
No, I'm going to play it.
Let me guess.
Actually, now that he's beat it, I'm going to see if I can borrow it from him.
You know that you played the first one, right?
No.
Okay, well, the first one took place after the second
one. Right, yeah, and I know that the one character from the first one is the character from
the second one.
The second one,
yeah. The Ray McCall.
Yeah.
Which,
McCall!
In the
McCall!
In the second game, he's a priest. And he, like, quotes scripture right. as he shoots people, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
The story of the second one is basically how he becomes a priest. So.
Do you still have Gamefly?
Yeah.
Okay, I just make sorry.
But it was really good. It's not very long. It's 6 to 8 hours if you skip everything. If you don't try to find the secrets, which the secrets are damn well hidden.
Really?
Considering the levels are so big. I don't know how you could find all those. You'd have to spend tons of time looking around. But the game is gorgeous. The game is beautiful. It was fun. The final boss fight's kind of like, eh, really? They just don't make them like they used to.
You actually get to fight them?
No.
What? Do you expect to fight a giant alien with a glowing weak spot heart?
No, of course not.
Wait.
Well, that's how they used to make them.
You don't actually fight this one.
Well, you do, but it's in that... quick draw thing.
Oh.
So, you know, it's either you win or you lose.
Didn't Red Dead Revolver end like that, too?
I didn't ever beat Red Dead Revolver, so I don't
remember. I'm pretty sure it did. You break into the dude's mansion, and then I'm pretty sure that it ends like that.
Spoiler
but I can't remember.
Alert.
Yeah, sorry. If you haven't beat Red Dead Revolver. I may be wrong, though. I'm thinking that that's how it ended, but I can't remember.
Yeah, but
it's been a long time since I beat Red Dead
Revolver.
It's
a pretty strong narrative towards the end. Really kind of hit me.
Tugs at you, huh?
I played NCAA football a lot again. Did my review finally. It's a really good game. Explosion Man.
Explosion.
Oh, yeah.
Explosion Man is awesome.
It's a good way to kick off the summer of arcade.
It really is. And then you got Marvel Baby.
Marvel.
And, then, and now
Marvel.
Ninja Turtles next week.
Which I didn't put it in there, but it did drop in price.
Yeah,
it's cheaper now.
800, or
it's 800 points now.
For what?
Turtle time.
As opposed
Sweet.
To what? Was it 12?
1200.
Big Apple, 3 a.m.
Yeah. And then I think the last... No, I also played Sid the Dummy on the PSP.
Woohoo!
That's a... Eh, it is what it is, brother.
Sid the Dummy.
Yeah. But the new game that I played that I promised I would talk about was G.I. Joe. The Rise of the Cobra.
G.I. Joe! A real American hero!
This game is so Contra... that Contra should be, like, blushing. You basically just run through each level with two characters and shoot a lot of people.
Sounds like fun.
It is fun. Why it's only couch co-op, I will never know.
But can I press up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right?
You might be able to. I didn't try.
Is there a jump button?
No.
Okay, so it's more like Akari Warriors.
Snap. You just got called out.
Snap.
It's definitely Akari Warriors because it's just from the perspective.
Because you
if it was
can't
like
jump.
It feels like Contra.
Well, and the perspective.
Contra is like 50% jumping. It's like half and half. You're jumping and shooting. If it's just all shooting, then it's like Akari Warriors.
You know, you're part of the problem of why everything gets separated into genres.
Man.
Super action, yeah, RPG,
super
platformer.
Action.
Butt sniffer.
Action adventure.
Wow. Butt sniffer, really?
Butt sniffer.
Yeah.
There's got to be 40 different genres.
Mm-hmm.
It's an arcade shooter.
Okay.
Like Akari Warriors or Contra. That's why I said it.
The overhead stages of Contra.
Right. We're not talking about Contra. We're talking about G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe. It's fun.
It's good.
It's fun. And the fact that the music is in there when you change into your suits is awesome. Do 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 do.
So you got the accelerator suits in the game?
Okay, the fact that you know that makes me laugh. Since
it's in the trailer.
But they don't name it in the trailer.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
They say that this is the something like serial number accelerator suits. And then Marlon Wayans is like, what does he accelerate? And the guy's like, you.
Now, see, he knows it word for word, which means he's watched it one too many times.
Well, yeah.
I've seen it
more than one.
I've seen it probably about five or six times.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Good Lord.
No, Jesus isn't in it.
He might be. You don't know.
Not.
You ain't seen the movie yet.
You're right.
He might be in it. He might be a cameo.
But I think G.I. Joe's good. I don't think that you necessarily need to go spend $50 on it unless you really want to play through a Contra-style game. But it's not bad.
I'll pick it up when it drops.
For some reason, I played Tour de France.
Huh. Bicycling, man.
That game is stupid.
Dude, the visuals are just
The visuals
awful.
Are awesome because I love when the dudes go into each other.
Yeah.
What?
They clip into each other, and it looks like a mutant bicycle rider.
Or other things.
Or some sex.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Never mind.
Yeah, it's,
you know, never mind.
It sucks. Don't play it.
The cows, when you drive by
When you drive by the cows, like, they're just standing there. They don't move. And
they're
like, flat.
Wow.
So they're the cardboard cows.
Yeah. They're cardboard cutout cows.
Yeah.
They're exciting. And then, of course, I played some
cardboard
Marvel.
Cardboard milk.
It's a Marvel baby.
Marvel, where's your curly mustache? Oh!
Where's
My
your curly
fucking
mustache?
Neato.
Yeah, I kept saying that in the video.
Yeah.
Every time I'd bring out Magneto, I'm like, it's Mag fucking Neato time. Oh, you just got owned by Mag fucking Neato.
Oh.
I did that too. First thing, I went to training and got Magneto and got the guy in the corner and kept juggling him in the air, going, oh.
Yeah, definitely, definitely watch our video that goes up today too, because we have some Marvel Capcom on there.
It's Marvel, baby.
It's a Marvel, baby.
Marvel.
And some G.I. Joe. This week I'm going to play. I think I want to go finish some more stuff. That sounds like a good idea.
Some stuff.
Finish some stuff. I hope I get Madden this week, because then that's all I'll play this week.
Yeah.
The Maddens. Probably finish G.I. Joe, because my review goes up Tuesday. So.
That's exciting.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Fondling. Fondling is over. No more fondling. So now we're going to do some dirt.
And now.
My butt tread.
Excuse me, could you pardon? Anyways. You've distracted me now. And now. News for Gamers Internet Star Radio Program proudly presents Killing Wolverines Weekly.
We apologize. This introduction has been pushed to fiscal 2010. Just like everything you were planning to play this summer.
Damn it. Guess you don't get no dirt.
All the news has been pushed to 2010.
Just the intro.
Mass Effect 2,
thank
box
God.
Art revealed. Looks generic.
Yes, it does. I'm not a big fan of the box art.
It looks like a cover of a comic book called G.I. Joe.
What the shit. Call of Duty World at War Map Pack 3 coming August 6th.
That's next week.
The world.
No, it's this week.
This week.
The world at war.
In one of the most awesome moves, Guitar Hero 5 will support Xbox avatars.
Yeah.
That's freaking cool, dude.
That is so awesome.
That is sweet.
We had a question asked about that last week, and then there's more details on it now, so.
Yeah, definitely.
There you go.
There's even a video on Xbox Live you can check out, which is really cool. It's time to prepare to get wet. September 15th, the game Wet is coming out, according to Bethesda, the new owner of the IP.
Hopefully it's good.
August 2nd, 2009, the game It's Hot as Fucking Here is released.
The Knuckle Sandwich Track Pack, featuring Dropkick Murphys Against Me and Protest the Hero with a song called Blood Meat.
Awesome.
As you know, Fat Princess is out, as well as the new Watchmen game on PSN. There's even a demo of the Watchmen game. And in case you're lazy and you actually liked Ragdoll Kung Fu, you can download a pack to unlock everything for $2.
Yeah.
And there's an ass load of other stuff you can go read.
I didn't like Ragdoll Kung Fu.
I don't think a lot of people
like
Ragdoll Kung Fu.
No, it's kind of ass.
Yeah, it is.
Dark Void has been delayed till 2010.
Boo.
Oh, I know the guy making that game. He's really, really proud of it. I think it's going to be awesome.
You know him? I think it is.
Yeah, it's the guy from Capcom.
Oh, gotcha.
I talk to all the time.
It looks really good.
It does look awesome. Yeah. I was actually really looking forward to that, and then it got pushed back, like everything else.
Fossils roar to life at Interactive Fossil Fighters launch event.
Rawr!
August 6th.
Rawr!
The Great Lawn at Hancock Park, Los Angeles, California. Go check it out.
I saw the box to that game. It looked pretty interesting.
PlayStation 3 Home is getting a movie theater. A new space for Burn Zombie Burn. Some new MotorStorm content. And the Fat Princess Quest for Cake.
Event where everybody will not be able to communicate with each other and just do dancing.
Wow.
Wow. There's some new Fear 2 DLC coming.
I would give anything, though, to see an actual home avatar of the Fat Princess in the middle of the square doing, like, this dance. doing the hump dance.
All 13 people that are still playing Fear 2. There's an add-on called Reborn. They're actually bringing 4 new levels of single player as opposed to multiplayer, which is awesome because nobody's playing multiplayer, just so you know. The full Demon Souls website is now launched. Go to demon-souls.com.
Yeah.
You can pre-order the game October 6th.
Did you read the post on the forum about the difficulty of Demon Souls?
Yes, it's very hard.
Dude, it sounds like it's going to just chew you up and spit you out.
Nice.
Yeah.
All of the songs for Guitar Hero 5 have now been unveiled. All 85 of them. Unveiled. Unveiled.
Steady as she goes.
Kryptonite from
Dire Straits.
Down. There you go. Blink 182 and The Rock Show. And then Smells Like Teen Spirit.
And The Killers.
Sweating.
Pressure.
Bullets. Megadeth.
And The Muse.
Ring of Fire, baby.
That's great.
Johnny Cash. Looks like the song list is good. That guy's creeping me out.
Wow, that is. You look like some sort of giant baby. What is that?
Recording capabilities have been added to Burn Zombie Burn. Which is cool. You can actually record your footage and upload it to YouTube.
That's pretty cool.
New Overlord 2 DLC. Battle Rock Nemesis.
That game just looks awesome.
Yeah.
I loved the first one. I didn't play the second one yet.
It's the same game.
Yeah, interesting.
Oh, that's funny looking. I'm going to...
It's Fedor Emelianenko.
There you go. He's going to headline EA Sports MMA roster.
Yeah, after Dana White exploded over... did you hear about this?
about Brock Lesnar?
No, about EA Sports MMA title.
Yeah.
Where basically he said... I think his exact quote was, EA doesn't give a shit about mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
That they apparently approached them with the UFC license several years ago, and they told them it wasn't a real sport and that they weren't interested in making a game. And so Dana White is now saying that anybody that agrees to be in the UFC or in the EA Sports MMA game will not fight in the UFC. He's like throwing a big giant fit about it. So.
Oh, baby fit.
Yeah, it's like a big... big thing in the MMA world, quote unquote.
Sounds political.
Fedor Emelianenko is a, since you didn't really mention it because you don't really know who he is a huge name in mixed martial arts here and overseas. Some people think he's the best heavyweight fighter in the entire world. He hasn't been able to come to a contract agreement with UFC, so sorry, that was my pocket.
It's not me.
That was my pocket.
What the fuck is that noise?
So, yeah, that's actually, I mean, that's a really big, that's a huge name to headline their MMA game. I'm just curious how they're going to fill the rest of it up.
I don't know. He looks like a porn star.
He's, he would choke you out in a second for saying that.
Probably, but I'm just saying, you know, whatever. Ultima Online Mondain's Legacy Expansion Pack is now available for free. So if you still play Ultima Online.
The Ultima games are awesome.
James Bubba Stewart. Is going to appear in MX vs. ATV Reflex.
I'm not going to pretend like I know who that is.
I'm not either, but I'm going to pretend that I'm going to enjoy that game.
You don't have to pretend. It's probably still going to be awesome.
Oh, I definitely know. Shirley Manson's coming to Guitar Hero 5.
Really?
Yeah.
She's
going to be happy when it rains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a bonus.
She thinks
she's
paranoid.
She does think she's paranoid. Some Demon Souls pre-order bonuses.
Look at that thing.
Full page, full color art book, 40 page.
Just look at that, though. That just looks like it's going to just beat the shit out of you.
I'm excited.
I'm really excited for Demon's Souls.
I hope
really,
it's the bomb really excited. Sauce.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing that.
There we go. DJ Hero Renegade. DJ Hero. Renegade Edition.
That's
Jay-Z and Eminem.
That's really slick looking.
So you can drop some ecstasy. And
I bet that's going to be
play
fun.
Play DJ
though.
Hero.
I bet it'll be fun. Probably kind of stupid, but fun.
Yeah.
Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Explorers of Sky. October 12th release date for DS and DSi.
Yeah, it's another dungeon crawler game.
You can go to Killer Wolverine's weekly news blog and see the interview with Tommy Tallarico, which we had discussions about Wild 9.
Yes.
Advent Rising.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's up? And he was playing Beyond Good and Evil on his PC, too.
Yeah.
I can account for that. I saw it.
Yeah.
That was cool. Bethesda is apparently interested in Bungie's new IP.
Interesting.
I wonder if it'll be Halo-related.
Ooh. I don't know, but I guarantee it'll be an open-world game that has a lot of glitches.
A Splinter Cell Conviction was delayed till 2010.
Sorry, I love Bethesda, but...
Well, they're okay now. Id works there.
Yeah.
So, they're good. Their engines won't crash anymore.
But now it's going to take twice as long for a game to come out.
Well, yeah, but at least it'll be working when it comes out.
Yeah, that's true.
Splinter Cell Conviction 2010. I know everybody's disappointed.
Yeah, I am incredibly disappointed.
Silicon Knights' new project has been announced. Apparently, Too Human is not a trilogy.
Huh. Well, either that or they're just shelving it for a minute.
Yeah, for the rest of their life. Because nobody bought the first one.
I bought the first one.
I did too, but
I'm really disappointed that they're not going to make another one.
It was a good game.
Sequel to The Darkness is in the works.
Yes. Darkness!
The Darkness! That was a great game.
Awesome game.
I like that game. In case you're curious of what music is going to be in the new fall lineup of sports franchises for EA Sports, you can go check it out on Killer Wolverine's blog.
The blog!
Lots of stuff on there. Some Nirvana, Cypress Hill, Black Sabbath, Public Enemy, Beastie
Fight
Boys.
The
Man, there's a lot of stuff on there. Snoop Dogg.
By game now.
Dragon Force.
Yeah, these are different.
Hey,
games.
MXPX.
Yeah. Dragon Force is going to be in NHL 10. Man, I can't play hockey to that. I have an aneurysm. Shit.
Yeah.
I don't know any of those bands in FIFA.
Well, it's, you know, international stuff.
Yeah.
What's Dunna Aykroyd?
It's probably
what country is that?
Is
Scotland?
That is awesome.
You know something? I'm actually also thinking about picking up FIFA 10 this year.
Well, go ahead.
Look at you going into the sports realm.
Yeah, look at me, yeah.
You're playing American football and, you know,
European
football.
Footy.
Who's a peen?
Play some footy.
European.
Snap.
Eurosports
yep,
Compact.
We just made that joke.
And Catalonia in Forza Motorsport 3. So
I can't wait for Forza. I'm excited.
Nintendo download Monkey Island and Musketeers card games and Sudoku. Lots of new stuff on WiiWare this week.
Last week.
Last week, whatever. Yeah. This week, last week. I'm fucking confused.
Who's week?
Everybody's
this week should
week.
Be
what
posted.
Week?
Shit's week.
Sorry. Has anybody seen Grandma's Boy?
Yes.
Yes.
Champions Online pre-orders and retail. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Different stores.
Aw, oh, fuck you. I hate that.
GameStop gets an early start program. Collecting exclusive items. Walmart is a limited edition package with a new cover and an exclusive zone map. Iron on decal.
Nice.
And 10 in-game microtransaction dollars. Best Buy is offering a
little
champ pack.
Yeah, I saw pictures of those.
Persistent pets are iconic knee-high characters from the Champions universe. They receive their own character when you pre-order at Best Buy. And Amazon gets the High Roller pack, which is perfect for players who insist on the finest accoutrements for their avatar. Three unique apparel options, Harlequin headpiece, Black Knight helmet, and Grenade chest strap, and
cool.
5 in-game micro dollars. So there you go. Pick wisely. It's like the Cup of Christ in Indiana Jones.
Choose wisely.
Lots of Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2 news this week, including a collector's edition, of course, announced with a mini strategy guide, 30-page comic book, art gallery, and commentary from the artist on the game. Lots of stuff going on with Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2. They're really pushing that one. DJ Jazzy Jeff is apparently going to be in DJ Hero.
Awesome.
Sweet!
Because parents just don't understand.
They just don't.
They don't.
They don't.
Summertime.
Gears of War 2 DLC is available. It's a steal at $20. 13 new achievements, 7 new multiplayer maps, plus the old ones, plus single-player campaign, all for one Microsoft point card. Collector's edition of Forza 3, going to have some cars in it, including a Porsche 911, Lamborghini Gallardo, and a Ferrari F430.
Hmm. Also like the Aston Martin.
Yeah, there you go. 2K Sports announces NBA 2K10 Draft Combine.
Yeah, they're doing the download-only thing again.
Yep. Which, love it or hate it.
Yep.
There it is. Bionic Commando hit Windows PC this week.
Yay!
$40, which is 20 more than it is on consoles already.
Uh-huh.
Ghostbusters sold 1 million units across the world.
Cool.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Marvel's awesome. Superhero yeah. Sackboys are coming to Little Big Planet.
I saw Sweet. That this week and thought it was just the most awesome idea ever. And I may actually have to take the Ryu stuff off my guy.
Shotcaller actually made a comment that he'll buy a Venom one, which I swear, I hope they do a Venom
one. I'd buy I'm surprised they don't have a Spider-Man one.
Well, those are all just like...
Examples?
Prototypes, I guess, is what they call it in the article. But they're working on them. We don't know when they're, and then who is going to come out. So.
I'd definitely buy a Spider-Man one and a Nightcrawler one if they did a Nightcrawler with the little
awesome.
Tail. That would be awesome.
And finally, awesome. Call of Duty World of War 3 map pack that's coming out August 6th brings new achievements to the game. So,
yay!
There you go.
Awesome.
There's your news and views.
It's probably missing some stuff, but I'm sure I'm forgiven.
Nope.
No, you will.
You
be...
are unforgiven. Now go listen to Metallica.
You are condemned.
Just don't listen to Unforgiven 2.
Or 3.
Yeah. They made a third one?
Yeah.
Really?
Or part 9.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. Go back to last week's question that we skipped.
Yes.
See if we can get into this.
The long questions. And there are some good ones in there, too.
Comes from the Dayman. Hello, crew. Long time no hear.
Indeed.
I had a fire and been kicked off the internet for a couple of weeks.
Man, that's no good.
Now I'm back. All I have to say is it takes a long time to listen through all of your shows.
Yes,
to catch
it does.
Us. Yep. Long time.
Yeah. Wasn't it Dayman, if I'm not mistaken, his Xbox died too?
Everybody's Xbox died.
Possibility. So many people have died that I don't even remember. No.
Who do you think is the worst? Fanboys or greedy publishers? The people who fight for their console to the death or someone's death, or the publishers who deny game creators creation because they can't compare them to a high-profit game like Halo or God of War because the ideas are too original to sell.
I would say, honestly, this is probably going to make me a bad guy, but I think fanboys are worse because fanboys have no motivation. Like, greedy publishers do that because they make money that way. And it's wrong, and it sucks, but they're in it for the money. I don't understand what fanboys are in it for.
Self-gratification.
They're in it for the glory of love.
Indeed.
Yes. Or the power of love.
So.
The power of love!
Plus, fanboys cost game sales, too. So
they kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
I'm much less of a fan of the fanboys. Greedy publishers... Big deal of Activision's pumping out 16 different Guitar Heroes as long as they're bringing out other great games from great developers.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the thing, too. You get good games from greedy publishers sometimes, too.
Look what EA did over the years.
Yeah.
They got greedy, and then they started making all these kick-ass little titles, and they're doing great now.
But we don't get any cool games from fanboys.
Nope.
No, we just get a lot of
all
people
bitching. All I get is a headache.
Yeah. All right,
Microsoft. Surprised I haven't got an aneurysm yet.
Microsoft said they were going to continue selling the 360 till 2015.
Huh.
Do you think this is a chance for Microsoft to redeem themselves and fix Red Ring error in the 360s, or do you see them not changing a thing? Also, do you believe
we'll
the idea
see.
That Microsoft hasn't fixed the Red Ring because it gives gamers a reason to buy another one of their systems? With Natal coming out, I'm considering replacing my 360 even sooner just for that feature. I don't seriously think Microsoft is making Red Ring systems just to get people to buy new ones.
I hope not, because that would be the stupidest move on anyone's part.
I don't know. I wouldn't put it past them, actually.
Really?
I don't think that I don't think that they conceived the Red Ring initially.
Yeah.
But I imagine that the fact that people are buying more than one system probably helps them. I don't know. If they decided they didn't want to fix it, I imagine that probably helps drag them down that path, considering people keep buying more.
Yeah, but people are also eating their money up with the repair thing.
It's true.
So it can't be too lucrative.
It can't be too lucrative.
Well, I'll say this, though. If it is on purpose, if Microsoft is actually like, hey, everybody's buying multiple systems. Yeah, why fix the Red Rings of Death? Yeah. If they're thinking about that, that's a very Western way of thinking. You know, profit now, who cares what the future holds? Whereas when they get around to be like, oh, we got to make a new system, nobody's going to want to buy the new system.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't think they're doing that. Why would they do that on purpose? It just doesn't make sense.
The thing is, though, I mean, think about it.
That does not make sense.
Think about it. They're losing money.
They've had years to make a system that actually works. That works for a long time.
Do you have a new system? Do you have a brand new system that they said that, you know, they fixed the problems?
He doesn't have a system at all.
Well,
I got a paperweight system.
That's your fault. You didn't send it in. I'm a big conspiracy theorist, but I don't think they're doing that on purpose.
I don't think that they're doing it on purpose.
But it I don't
think it actually, like, I think it does. I think the fact that people are buying more than one system sort of decreases their motivation to fix it.
Yes.
I don't feel like
yes.
that. I don't think they're doing it on purpose, but I think they probably think they've got time to fix it because people keep buying extra systems.
Well, yeah. I think that's...
That's entirely possible, but yeah. I think they've made a lot of effort to fix it.
They have.
And, you know, they might have it solved by 2015.
Yeah.
And then it'll work, and then you just get a new system.
Yeah.
It has a new problem.
That's kind of like my question top loader Nintendo.
With all this with all these problems going on with this, with the 360, do you think they lost a lot of fan base?
I think they've gained fan base.
Yeah, I don't think so.
This generation.
I don't know. There's a lot of podcasts that I listen to where there's a lot of people that have, you know, they used to be Microsoft fanboys, but they're strangely now all playing PS3 games.
That might be true in the hardcore realm, but MPD numbers are showing us every month that 360 continues to be strong.
And the thing about it is the hardcore realm loves to, just like us, loves to bitch about hardware failures,
yes.
but they'll buy the system anyway because they're hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
So
Nobody that you hear bitching about that is ever going to not own a 360.
Right.
Yourself included.
Yeah.
So, that's just the way it is. Next question. Do you butter your toast butter side up or butter side down?
Definitely butter side up.
Definitely butter side up.
Yeah, why would I want to butter the plate?
I don't know, dude.
To make it slippery? Be like, okay.
If you put it on the bottom, though, and you put it on top of another piece of toast, it butters both sides of that piece of toast.
That's true.
How about that?
He makes a solid point.
Yes.
So that would be a reason why you would butter it butter side down.
I don't actually eat a lot of toast, though.
So you would have a butter sandwich.
Dude, butter sandwich sounds delicious.
It does sound delicious.
Pretty good.
You forget how much you actually like toast until you have toast again.
Yeah.
Then you're like, damn, toast is some good shit.
Toast is fucking awesome.
And it's cheaper than hell.
Yeah.
Like peanut butter on
peanut
it?
Butter See, I like I like cinnamon and sugar on toast.
You want a toasted peanut butter sandwich?
No. You put toast on. You make your toast and put peanut butter on it. Yeah, you've never had that?
You've never had it?
Dude,
it's good.
I do that all the time.
It's fucking awesome, isn't it?
It is. Wasabi peas, though.
You eat ketchup with steak, motherfucker. I'm surprised.
I'm surprised
you haven't. You of all people haven't eaten peanut butter on toast.
No, I haven't.
You know what? We're gonna have to move on because I'm fucking starving. Yeah, and we're gonna have to stop talking about food.
Was it just me or did Alan Wake look a lot like Alone in the Dark, just done right?
Yeah, it
kind
of did.
Yeah,
it did.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Because Alone in the Dark had a lot of great ideas, and it was a good game underneath. It just had a lot of problems.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my initial reaction when I saw the E3 footage. I was like, wow, this looks like Alone in the Dark.
Yeah.
Except really, really good.
I'm stoked. What, next year?
Yep, next year, of course.
We'll see.
What isn't next year?
We'll see.
Do you think if one aspect of a game was missing or greatly lowered in quality in a game, that the game would still be great? For example, let's say MGS4 didn't have that top score soundtrack. Would you still consider it a great game from its visuals, gameplay, story, and immersion?
Absolutely.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because enough good stuff can make you completely ignore the bad stuff.
However, I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in this.
Oh, good. Gambus Khan's monkey wrench.
I think it would still lend itself well to the hardcore crowd, but I think if you took one of the elements, like in his example, the score, the soundtrack, it's kind of an aesthetic part of the game. also, like, art direction is also aesthetic. I think you would still have a very solid game. Yeah, Metal Gear Solid, yeah. There's my bad joke of the week.
Oh, no, there's been more than one.
Yeah, there's been a lot. But I think you would still have the hardcore audience on board.
Hardcore!
However, I think, like, the enthusiasts of the series, you wouldn't have as many. Like the type of people who would actually dress up like Solid Snake. You know, you lose
we
that.
We call them freaks.
You lose the iconic-ness, if you will.
If you will.
To the
if
game.
If you will.
If you lose like the art direction or whatever, it makes it more of a blander experience. Granted, it's still going to play well, but it loses the iconicness to the game.
I think of those things though, the one thing you can't take away and still consider it a great game is the gameplay. I mean, if you have a game that's got an awesome soundtrack, awesome visuals, a great story, and it's very immersive, but the gameplay sucks, I'm not going to consider it a great game regardless.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll probably play it, and I'll probably think it's decent and enjoy the story, but I'm not going to think it's a great game
yeah.
if it plays like crap.
Oh. I think it's the combination of everything.
And before anybody says Two Worlds, I don't think Two Worlds is a great game.
Nobody said anything.
It's just a game I enjoy.
I didn't say
that. Same with Two Human.
I think if you take the soundtrack out, though, you take more of the immersion of the game out. It doesn't really suck you in as much.
It kind of turns into a
soulless.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I think the soundtrack to games is more like a bastard child of the game. No one ever thinks about it.
Yeah, it's always like graphics first yeah. and then music
well,
or sound.
Music's always the last thing anyone talks about.
Yeah.
And if you take it out, you'll notice it.
Yeah.
And sometimes you won't notice the music until someone brings it up. So.
Well, like, for instance, Shatter. That has a fantastic soundtrack. I love that game.
No, I think music helps make the game.
Yeah.
And that was even more. I didn't, I'm a big fan of music in video games, and I didn't realize how big of a part of it was until
uh-huh.
going to that show. So that really helps open
yeah.
your eyes about how important the music is.
Yeah, I wish I would have been there. Yeah.
All right. Next question. I beat Infamous, and I have to say the game was extraordinary. The ending blew my mind. I could never expect the ending that it delivered. My question has nothing to do with Infamous. Have you ever played a great game that had a blast with it, but in the ending, it just ruined it for you? If so, what game? Also, vice versa, a bad game with a great ending.
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
There's been a lot of games with crappy endings.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of crappy endings are in, like, modern games.
Mm-hmm.
Endings mostly suck. There's hardly like any more. There's rarely a time when you go, "Oh my god, the ending was incredible."
Infamous was the first time that I can remember in a long time about saying that.
What's the first game you beat in a long time?
That's not true.
I didn't really like. I liked the sequence leading up to, but I didn't really like the ending to fall out. I liked the sequence leading up to the end, but the actual ending I didn't like. So that's probably one. It didn't ruin the game for me, but. It definitely was a great game with a not-so-great ending.
I'll tell you what, and a lot of people might explode when I say this, but Metal Gear Solid 4, part of that ending really needed to go away.
Dude, the last part of the last part of that ending was way too fucking long. I understand you brought Big Boss, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
Just stop talking about it. Just stop.
It was very long-winded.
Too long.
Like, it would have been really cool if it had been about 15 minutes shorter.
Yeah.
Well,
an hour shorter.
specifically, I'm not going to give away any of the ending.
Dude, if you haven't beat Metal Gear Solid 4 yet, you're probably not listening to the
show. Yeah, I'm not going to give away any of the ending, but at the very, 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 very end of the game, because it had, like, five endings.
Yeah.
The last ending, where this particular character is, like, talking about the genesis of the entire Metal Gear saga, and he talks for about 25 minutes. The part where you actually start seeing like a computer schematic of all these like symbols and then it's like this line going down the screen, and it's like supposed to be like the subject matters of all the historical events of the whole saga. That's the point where they should have stopped.
Yeah.
Because that was like halfway, that was like midway of his conversation.
And he just keeps fucking talking and talking and talking.
And he repeats the same thing like 6 times.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's the one I can think of that almost ruined it.
Yeah, and what's funny is we all love Metal Gear Solid 4.
But that ending
was just way too fucking long. It was like Lord of the Rings Return of the King. Phenomenal movie. Phenomenal movie.
It just wouldn't stop ending.
But at the end, I'm like, just fucking stop.
I had to pee so bad in the theater.
Man, did you read the books?
Yeah.
Because they cut out, like, most of the ending from the books.
I know.
Like the Return of the King, the book version.
Yeah.
The last half of the book was the ending.
Yeah. But it was, like, it was built to during the book. Like, it was all, like, a solid segment in the book. In the movie, they, like, kept fading out, and you're like, oh, it's over. And then they come back,
yeah,
and you're like, fuck, what are you doing to me?
It's like the punk-out ending.
Right.
So
I can't remember any game that I actually played through that was bad that the ending made up for it, though.
Yeah, I can't either.
I can think of movies, but not games, because usually if there's a game and I don't like it,
I stop playing it.
I don't see the ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think endings in, like, the old games were pretty cool. I mean, granted, they're very simplistic. Like, think about it. Mario 2 had a really twisted ending.
Yeah.
Where you find out that
it
was all
a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't beat Super Mario Brothers 2, shit, you ain't going to beat it now.
But, I mean, that was a cool example of, like, a really old game that actually had a twist
ending. I'm trying to think of a shitty game that had a good ending, and I'm with Zero. I'm not really thinking of one.
I can't remember a shitty game that I beat that...
Mad Hazard?
Now, that was a pretty shitty game, and the ending was pretty badass. It really was, but it didn't make up for the fact that the game was
good. It wasn't that good, huh?
It wasn't that good. Mad Hazard's one of those games that you play through it, and it would have been better as if, like, you could have just watched it instead of actually having to play it because it was funny. I don't know.
But I'll still stick by... My favorite video game ending of all time is Final Fantasy IV. As much as I love Final Fantasy VI as an overall game, the ending was pretty disappointing.
You know, I have to say the ending to VII didn't really do much for me.
Yeah, the ending to VII was about as good as the ending
of VI.
I'm just kind of
like, I went through this massive 40-hour experience, and this is what you give me?
You see the meteor hitting the planet, and then...
Red 13 standing there on the cliff...
And then it just fades to black.
Oh, good. Glad I took all that time to do that.
Yeah.
You
know, what pissed me off was watching you beat Ninja Gaiden 2. That ending kind of sucked.
Yeah, that ending did suck. But it didn't ruin the game at all.
No, still, I thought it sucked.
The ending was like, really? That's all you get? After you just were abused for 15 hours, that's what you get. Damn you, Itagaki.
I'm still bitter about Army of Two's ending.
There was no ending.
I'll tell you, man. I know that I'm a fanboy for this, so I'm just going to say it anyway, but the Legacy of Kain games all had great endings. All of them had great endings. Except...
Soul Reaver 2?
Blood Omen 2.
That's the one.
Which the whole storyline of Blood Omen 2 was a little stupid.
The whole game was a little stupid.
They need to do a new one of those.
Crystal D's
my kingdom. My kingdom for a new Legacy of Kain game.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Do you know any good MMORPGs other than World of Warcraft? I need a new online community to geek out.
City of Heroes.
There you go. Any would be appreciated.
Absolutely. Oh, and also Warhammer Online was good too.
Guild Wars is a pretty good one if you want to go the free to play route. And I would also say there's a new MMO that's coming out pretty soon.
Aeon. Yeah.
That game looks absolutely beautiful.
It does. It looks, though, like you're going to have a horse of a computer to run it.
Actually, I read an article in a newest issue of Play Magazine, and they said that it's not quite as bad as you think.
Really?
But it's an 11 out of 10.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're looking for a great MMO that you don't have to have a lights out computer to play, both Warhammer Online, which I mean, your computer's got to be decent to play Warhammer, but it doesn't have to be great. And City of Heroes is old, but it's phenomenal. And then Champions Online looks to be phenomenal.
I found out that my my little niece is playing Fusion Fall, the Cartoon Network MMO.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, we're brainwashing them early.
Yeah, I actually saw her playing the game, and man, that game has some major pop-up.
Really?
Seriously, there's like houses that magically appear like within like 10 feet.
That's, you know, awesome. What?
She doesn't care.
Yeah. Exactly. You know why? Because she's more pure than the rest of us.
Exactly.
Who bitch and complain about stuff like screen tearing.
Exactly.
Oh my god, screen tearing. I guess this game's a 4 out of 10.
It's a 4 out of 20.
All right. P.S. Last time I asked you questions, I asked about a Holocaust game being able to succeed. Mm-hmm. Well, that was a trick question. Even though you guys said no, it wouldn't be, it could not be profitable. There has been two games where it has been profitable.
Hmm.
The game was the Abe World games for the PS1.
Oh, he's saying that that's a similar situation to the Holocaust. It is a very similar situation, but it's not a game about the Holocaust. That's the difference.
Well, that's like saying back in the when Return of the Jedi came out that the Ewok battle on Endor is the equivalent of the Vietnam War.
Right.
Okay. Reading way too much into it. We're comparing Ewoks to Vietnam.
They have similarities, but
I just want to see Wicket jump up and be like, "Me love you long time."
Wow.
Either that or Wicket smoking a doobie.
Smoking a doobie, says Gambus Khan.
Yeah, Wicket smoking a doobie. Dude, if Ewoks got high, that would be awesome.
That would be the funniest thing ever.
P.S. Also, last time I asked you questions, I talked about AI and video games. After E3, all I can say is I bleepin' called it. I knew Peter Molyneux wouldn't fail me that much. Also, I know Peter doesn't always hold his word, but his games are always enjoyable.
Agreed.
And now, thanks to him, we have a true step into the future of AI design and a step closer to Skynet.
If it was real. No, you're right. Peter Molyneux always does make great games. The black and white games are still great, too. All
right. Next up, Metal Gamer.
Metal Gamer
says, so questions. Okay, yo, Zero, you're a metal fan, right? K, good. What's your favorite metal band, and how about a top five? What's your favorite subgenre in metal, and what are some bands you simply can't stand?
Interesting.
I don't know that I'm truly like a hardcore metal fan, because I only like stuff like Metallica, and I guess I can be ashamed to admit in some areas that I like Slipknot. I'm struggling to pull five out.
I just don't understand why it takes eight people to make Slipknot's music.
You don't appreciate their music enough to understand that.
Do they have a
keyboardist? I don't. Nope, they got a guy that bangs on upside-down garbage cans.
Indeed. And they all wear masks. No, I like Megadeth. I mean, I like a lot of old rock, like heavy metal, like AC/DC.
Megadeth is good, yeah. I like Megadeth.
I like AC/DC.
Yeah.
What are bands I can't stand in metal? A lot. Most of the time, any of them that scream and I can't understand them, and they sound like... It's more like...
I can't do that, though. It hurts my throat.
I'm like, what? What?
Man, he's like talking all philosophical and everything by going...
No, he's really not. He's philosophizing the devil or something. I don't know. Every one of those albums has the same cover. It's like a goat or an upside-down star or something on the front.
With a goat.
And it's called Satan's Anthology or something like that. I don't know.
Satan's Pea Soup.
I can't stand that death metal stuff most of the time. It just doesn't... It's just some heavy guitar, some guy banging on a drum, and some guy screaming.
Yeah.
But Metallica is the bomb, and Master of Puppets is one of the greatest songs ever written.
Yes.
Master.
That whole album is freaking amazing.
Also, last episode you mentioned Ronnie James Dio left Brutal Legend. Any ideas as to
Holy
why?
Holy Diver!
Like a rainbow in the dark. Anybody planning on picking it up? I think everybody in this room is planning on picking up Brutal Legend.
I'm excited for Brutal Legend.
I don't think anybody in this room is not planning on playing Brutal Legend. Yeah. And why Ronnie James Dio left, I don't know. Maybe he had something better to... Sorry.
Maybe they couldn't bring a tall enough stepladder for him to step up to the microphone. Have you ever seen Ronnie James Dio?
Man.
Ronnie James Dio is about as tall as that floor fan right there.
He's also very skinny. He's like a rainbow in the dark.
He's a holy diver. A while ago. I don't remember anymore.
Does anybody even care?
No.
Like, you've got Ozzy in the game. You've got Lemmy in the game.
When I worked for the record store that I worked for, my assistant manager was a 60-year-old woman who was obsessed with Ronnie James Dio.
See, that's awesome.
And, I mean, she was obsessed with Ronnie James Dio.
That's awesome.
She had a poster of him in her locker. It was awesome.
Holy diver.
She loves some metal. Still loves some metal.
See, that glam metal, that was some classic shit.
She
Rainbow in the Dark, baby.
She liked Megadeth and
see that
old Metallica.
Dude, Dave Mustaine's hair is one of the greatest things.
She was
in the '80s.
Yeah,
and she was like in her 60s.
Yeah,
man, she sounds like the coolest.
Yeah, they used to call her heavy metal grandma.
I think I remember her coming when I used to come in there.
Yeah,
to see her like walk out and be like, "Peace sells, but who's buying?" That would be awesome. All right, now here's one for the whole crew. Out of each system you've owned, what is your least liked one? Which one simply sucks? Which, by the way, I have to bring this up. We went to a used store yesterday and saw a Jaguar. Can you guess how much it was retailing for?
Probably $150.
$130.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're, as much as they suck, collectors want to have them. And
yeah, but
not really a whole lot.
KB Toys was closing them out when they couldn't get rid of them for $19.99. That's how I have one.
But people are holding on to them.
But the thing is that I don't think the collector's market was at full stride back then.
Yeah, well, I have one. I'm thinking about selling it. Fuck.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah. Get a few dollars out of it.
Yeah, I have like 3 games for it.
Do you have Alien vs. Predator?
Of course I have Alien vs. Predator.
Yeah, you could probably get like $30 out of that.
Out of all the systems?
Oh, wow.
Virtual Boy is the worst system I've ever owned in my life. Easily. Easily the worst.
I would agree with that, probably.
I've owned close to everything, and Virtual Boy is easily the worst.
It was either that or Game Gear.
I didn't mind my Game Gear
so much.
Mine
just kept dying. It sucked the battery.
The battery life was awful.
I'll tell you the one that I hated the most, and only because it didn't have any games, and almost less than the Jaguar had games, the Neo Geo Pocket.
Oh, yeah. That was a great system, though.
Yeah, but it had like 5 games.
Yeah, but the games it had were good.
Oh.
Now, Neo Geo Pocket, I actually like that system. Okay. I'm about ready to go old school on you, like really old school, and not just old school that's very, very obscure. You might not even remember it at all. Okay, back in the mid-80s, this is like 85, 86, somewhere around there, there was this, it wasn't really a system, it was a, get this, it was a video cassette that had footage of airplane, like air battle type thing. It was like you're in an airplane, like an F-16 or something like that, and you're in the air and you're basically dogfighting other airplanes.
But it was a video cassette.
And it came with a plastic gun that had a wire that connected to this red strobe light. It's not a strobe light, it was a red light sensor. Mm-hmm. And it had a suction cup at the bottom of it, and you would actually connect the red light to the corner of the television screen.
Wow.
And you would, like, pretend that you were shooting at at the other jets.
How did they blow up if they were on video cassette?
Because that's actually how fighter jet pilots do it. They fly the plane, and they also have a handgun in their hand shooting out the window while they're flying around.
Do you have to rewind the tape to watch the plane explode when you actually hit it?
How do you know if you hit it?
The thing is, it didn't even... I mean, it was all pre-scripted.
It sounds like something an idiot would buy.
His face was awesome. thing is, I remember it was released to retail, and obviously nobody bought it.
Except and, you.
Well, the thing is, I didn't buy it until it was at this place called Odd Lots, which was clearance,
also known as Big Lots now. Yeah.
Big Lots, Odd Lots. It's a clearance store where everything there is like real cheap. That's where I begged my parents to be like, "Hey, this game look cool. I remember seeing a commercial for it," because they actually had a commercial for it. Very, very obscure mid-80s toy product.
So what's the worst console you've ever owned?
That's not
a console, my friend.
That's a video cassette that some idiot bought at Odd Lots.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I don't think I could say that any of the systems I've ever owned actually suck.
Oh, come on. You bought the Virtual Boy?
No.
Oh.
But I will say this. I came close to getting the Philips CDI system.
God.
And if I actually had that system, that would be it.
Yeah. I had one of those.
Ugh.
Burn Cycle was awesome. That was about it.
Dude, the 3DO whipped CDI's butt.
Oh, that's saying a lot.
That's not saying too much.
Yeah.
That's, you know, guess what? The Sega CD beat the 3DO. That didn't make it any good.
Nope.
32X!
Even best worse. Version of Mortal Kombat 2 ever, though.
That's true.
The arcade version.
Well,
better.
Home version.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, then say home version.
I remember with the Philips CDI, that was like $350 or $400.
Do you remember
bucks.
The infomercial for it?
Yes.
What is the meaning of life? Philips
yes.
CDI. No, it's not. That's the meaning of death.
You know what's crazy? The place that I remember seeing that kiosk, because they actually had a kiosk at the clothing store called Lazarus on the second floor.
You remember Lazarus.
Lazarus. Before, awesome.
Before it got bought by Macy's.
Yes. I was like, man, why are they showing this here?
Who remembers Swollen's?
Swollen's was
oh
awesome.
Oh, my God. I remember.
That's where I bought my first Soundwave.
Yes. They had an awesome Transformer collection at Swollen's.
Yes, that's where I bought Soundwave.
That's where I got a Castlevania 3 Dracula's Curse was from Swollen's.
Gold Circle? Anyone? Anyone? Gold
no.
Circle?
No,
gold.
No
one here.
No
gold Circle.
No Gold Circle.
No Gold Circle.
Wow.
I remember Hills. Remember Hills? Hills
I remember
was,
Hills, yeah.
Dude, Hills, when Hills was clearancing out, I bought a whole bunch of stuff at Hills.
Man, Hills was That was actually the place where I got my original Nintendo.
Right now we're talking about a whole bunch of shit that nobody listening to this podcast cares about. Murphy. What the fuck is this Swollen shit they keep talking about?
Murphy Mart.
Yep.
I never went to Murphy's.
Oh, changed it to Ames.
Ames. Ames is even worse.
Yes, it was. Anyway, it's time to do shout-outs, because we don't have time for any questions, so you need to grab your phone while I'm fitting in.
While you're vamping?
I'm vamping and making time up with my voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Twitter shout-out.
Shout the twits.
We have a couple people who made fun of my rhyme to begin the shout-out. we've got Let Us See Here. I don't remember. Yeah, we definitely didn't answer this. Oh, I'm going to give Jimbo N a shout-out for giving us a shout-out. He said downloading the latest M4G podcast. You should, too.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, you should.
REMGS, I think this came in, actually, right after we stopped recording.
I saw this one, yeah.
Says, hey, guys, how's it hanging? Do you play through games more than once, or are you too busy to get back to them once they're beaten? For me, it depends on the game. There are games I've beaten more than once, but most of the time I don't.
I try to go back and play them, but I usually don't have time because I barely have time to finish the ones that I do have.
Right, especially lately. Now, when I was a kid, I beat games over and over and over.
Yeah. I got so good at Contra that one time I actually went through the whole entire game without losing one line.
That's because we weren't spoiled back then.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
We had to beat them multiple times because we couldn't afford to buy a new one.
That's true.
Yep.
Sam in Seattle. I wonder where he's from. Says, I hope I'm not late, which you were, unfortunately. But what are all of your two or three most anticipated games this year for PS3 and 360?
Batman.
Batman's
and Uncharted.
Uncharted, yeah. Batman, Brutal Legend.
Uncharted's at the top of my list, probably.
Batman.
Is Borderlands still coming out this year?
Supposedly. We got a press release
that's
about
on there,
the
too.
Thing is, he didn't even mention the Wii.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, we,
the Wii?
What's that? New Super Mario Wii?
Metroid.
Metroid.
Oh, fucking Metroid. Oh.
That's not this year, though.
Yeah, that's not this year.
It's next year, I thought. It might be this year. I thought it was 2010. I thought almost all that stuff being announced.
I'm just excited about Metroid. I don't give a fuck when this year.
Super Mario Wii's this year.
Batman.
Yeah, Batman for sure.
Batman Uncharted, Brutal Legend.
Yeah.
If
Borderlands is coming out, then Borderlands.
I would definitely have said Splinter Cell.
I don't remember getting the press release, but I want to say that's next year now.
Maybe it is next year. I think it might be March.
Yeah. Yeah, they pushed that back.
Just Batman.
And
Batman.
Forza for me, too. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to Forza. Shut up.
Batman.
All right.
Batman.
What? I need another PS3 game.
Batman.
Yeah, Batman.
I'm not buying it for both systems.
Any fighting game.
How about Dark Void? No. No.
Shit.
Try again. Strike two.
Fat Princess.
That's already out.
Yeah, it's not anticipated.
He's anticipating purchasing it.
There you go.
I don't know. Warhawk.
What the fuck? You already have it. All right. Dylan MMC says, old intro song, very good. So there you go. I think the final verdict was that the old intro song is the preferred.
That looks
method.
Like it's...
Well, we've kept it.
Big Day Man says, yes, oh glory, yes. I believe that was in response to being told that he won one of the codes.
Yes, he won. Which, by the way, only four people responded to me. I don't know who the fifth one that didn't respond, but if you're listening to the show and you won, you might want to check the Twitter.
Yeah. For the shirt.
Yes. Kairu, I guess that's how you pronounce that, K-Y-R-U-E, I'm going to call you Kairu, so if that's wrong, tell me. Says he drives over an hour to work each way, 5 days a week.
Wow.
That's 10 hours commuting for people who can't do math. He says, your show passes the time so well. So thank you very much for that, we really appreciate it. Hmm. And he also wants to know where GambusCon's from.
Mars. Apparently he's from
a little land we like to call
Bagrak.
Ow, my ears.
Ouch.
He's from the egg.
Franklin, Ohio, I guess.
There you go. Franklin,
what's your
Ohio.
Address?
Yeah.
What's your address?
Let's not give that out. Dylan MMC says, shout out to Gambus for making him say oh snap all the time now.
Oh snap!
Big Day Man says, yay, hope his questions were good, which they were. We just answered them.
Yeah. Yes.
One more question. Does the announcer man like green eggs and ham? I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them because they're gross. There you go. Altus One says, in response to my lay your tweets down before we lay a beat down comment, said... That comment only applies if you played the 50 Cent game for more than 5 minutes, for reals.
Which one?
I did not play either.
I played Blood on the Sand quite a bit.
Scruffy K says, Zup, guys.
Gangsta.
Just wondering, when are you guys going to bring back the video outtakes?
We had so much negative feedback on them that we didn't...
We had a lot of people telling us they didn't like the video outtakes.
Yeah,
so
we stopped doing
them.
We started recording what's our new episode, which you'll see today, of Breaking the Seal, which we hope to hear some comments on that.
So if you guys decide you want the video outtakes back, tell us.
We can definitely do them.
We just stopped doing them because everybody seemed like they didn't like them.
I didn't like them.
Dylan MMC says that my Twitter response was lame.
Oh, snap.
So I'm not going to read your shout out. John Whitehouse. No, I'm just kidding. He says he said I did tweet my shout out earlier, so don't read this one on the show. Okay. Well, guess what? I read it anyway.
Oh,
so
snap. You can't snap yourself.
Yeah, you can snap yourself.
No, it's illegal.
So let's see. John Whitehouse says, have a good podcast. Thank you very much. I hope we did.
Thank you, John.
Says, what do you guys think of all the release delays? It sucks.
Boo.
He says it's probably due to Modern Warfare 2. That would not surprise me.
It is. Yeah, that's like everybody's excuse. Is like, oh, we're scared of Modern Warfare 2.
We're scared.
They all say it like that, too.
They
just
can't
like
compete
that.
With the night vision goggles.
Night vision goggles, dude. I can't compete with night vision goggles.
They can't compete with a $130 price tag. DeShredder says, what version of Final Fantasy 13 are you getting? I don't know that I'll get either one, honestly.
Haven't decided yet.
I'll probably get PS3 version.
Yeah, you don't even have to ask me. I don't fucking care.
Yeah. I don't know. If I get one, I'll probably get the PS3 version, to be honest. REMGS, three times sent the same tweet in. I'm sure he didn't do that on purpose, but it's funny because it has to do with Metal Gear Tourette's. it says, "Hey guys, just wanted to say what's up, and I hope you never stop getting random Metal Gear Tourette's outbursts."
Three times.
He says, "Hey guys," first he said, "Hey guys, just want to say what's up, I hope you never stop getting Metal Gear Tourette's outbreaks." And then he said the exact same thing. And then he said random and added outbursts instead of outbreaks. So, you expect me to talk? You expect me to talk, Goldfinger? Goldfinger says, "Describe your perfect setup."
My setup of what? Like a giant television?
The first thing I would do is I would plant a bloody glove at the scene, and then I would find some reason to explain why Zero Tolerance killed him. Him being Killer Wolverine.
That ain't gonna happen.
Oh, wait a minute. I think we're discussing different kinds of setups.
Holy shit.
Can't kill me.
What are you, like, super bad?
Forget that I said anything.
A big ass TV the size of an IMAX theater.
Just
a
big
kick ass
surround sound. A big clear TV.
Hell yeah.
Actually, you know, I've always said that I want, when I have a house, I want a dedicated video game room with some arcade cabinets, a pinball machine, a nice big projection TV, or like a projection screen, high definition projector,
some
with
popcorn.
Some systems attached to it, and a really nice comfy
chair.
Damn,
man! Plan on finding like Christ? What?
What
the hell?
What? Well, I already found him.
I didn't know we were supposed to be looking for him.
Plan on making it big and everything. Big old dream.
Well,
yeah,
no,
big
it's just
dream.
Maybe I think I know the setup now with the bloody glove and apparently making Gambus kind of look like he killed Wombat as I stole
Snap.
His money.
Shit.
Steal
Let
my
me
shit.
See, my favorite setup. How about this? Wouldn't this be cool? A couch made out of plastic, right?
What? That's not cool.
No. So you could pee on
that's
it?
That's what I was just about ready to say. No. You know why they put plastic on couches, right?
Hear me out. It's a plastic couch.
So
because
you don't shed on it.
Because the whole couch is a giant fish aquarium. So you have fishes swimming in it.
I don't want a fish swimming near my butt.
There's glass between you and the fish.
Yeah, but it still makes
me
uncomfortable. You just poop.
That's disgusting.
Dude, that just sounds fucked up.
Well, come on.
But think about it. And then at the very base of it would be like a light. So it'd be like an illuminated aquarium.
It'd be kind of cool if you had just like a big throne that was an aquarium.
Yeah.
It's like a huge throne.
You could just have a fish tank.
And not sit in it.
And,
but
you
can't sit on a fish tank.
You want to sit. All right.
At least
how
not
do you go
healthily.
About cleaning it? You just want to sit in dirty ass dead
it'll have
fish
a
water?
Lid on the back, on the back of it.
You
have a lid on the back of it.
You know, filter out, you know.
Only Gambus Khan would want a couch with fish in it.
Why would you want a
your
couch
mom,
with fish in it?
Because mom is dirty-ass fish
because,
water.
Because it's so random and freaking awesome.
It's random.
I want a TV that's got
it's not
fishes
freaking
swimming
awesome.
In it.
Just turn it to the fucking fish channel. What the
I want a,
there's
I want
a fish channel?
I want
I'm sure there is.
HD fish channel.
I could touch the fishies. It looks just like they're in my house.
Oh my god.
For the most boring ass people you know, the HD fish channel.
I'm still struggling to see how cool that is. I can't picture it.
I just want a whole house full of fish.
Walls.
Swimming everywhere.
You just want walls of fish.
Live in the ocean.
Under the sea.
So when you get mad and hit the wall.
I don't get mad and hit walls. You get mad and hit walls.
All
right,
so when I come over, get mad and hit
walls. You're
not
coming over to my house full of fish.
Your whole house.
And you're going to hit walls.
And flows of fish water.
I could see that. Killer Wolverine sitting on a couch made of nothing but glass, and it's an aquarium, and he gets pissed off and punches the couch, and a little water splurts up.
And then just the whole thing just...
He just plugs it with his finger like...
You know what?
Well, I got to be going.
At my house full of fish, we serve waffles all day, every day.
Well, I'm glad
and
I ain't coming to your
none.
Shithole house.
You gets none.
Well, but I don't fucking care.
I bet it stinks like fish in there.
Smells like waffles and fish.
Ew, gross. That's nasty.
Fish waffle.
That sounds like a Japanese food.
You'd probably like it.
Probably. Japanese fish waffle.
He's going to have walls filled with wasabi peas. He just goes by the wall and picks
I want a whole house full of waffles. That's what I want.
I want a house
full of waffles. I want a couch made of waffle.
What, do you just sit there and just look over and munch on it? Pretty soon you won't have a couch.
Well, I'll just make another waffle couch.
Today I have to repair this wall that I ate.
Jay Borsick says, hey, don't worry about your rap skills. They are probably way better than mine. Thank you for the boost of confidence, but I understand that I am incredibly white and cannot rap to save my life.
Well, you do play golf. That makes you overly white.
I do play golf.
Tiger Woods plays golf.
He's half white.
There you go.
He is.
There you go. So there you go. There's our Twitter shout-outs for the week.
Half Asian, sorry.
Follow us.
Same thing, right?
Yeah. Well, no,
that's not what I said.
He's got a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, he's mixed.
this got off on a really bad tangent. What am I gonna say?
Love waffles.
Awesome. Thanks for the Twitter shout outs.
Yeah.
We'll be giving away a code on Twitter this week.
Be sure and follow if you're not currently doing it. Sign up for a Twitter, follow N4G Podcast.
You can
follow
win a free game.
Follow at R. Wombold, WOMBOLD. Follow at GambusCon. Follow at Killer Wolverine. And follow at ZTGD.
That's right.
All of those. Follow
them.
Oh,
yeah.
This week you could win a free copy of Rocket Riot. And also, if you send us an email to contest@ztgamedomain.com with the subject line Rocket Riot, we're giving away another code. And we have another code that we'll be giving away, but we don't know how yet.
We don't know how yet, so...
We're going to think about doing that picture drawing that we're talking about in the outtakes.
Maybe you guys can mail me some waffles.
If you mail him some waffles, I'm not giving you any codes.
Fuck, why do you do that to me? I was going to score a whole bunch of free waffles.
You still might.
Yeah, they might send them to you anyway. They'll send you a waffle fruit basket. A waffle basket.
A waffle basket.
Waffle fruit.
With
that's
all
it.
Kinds of different syrup.
That's it.
Japanese fish waffle fruit.
Show's over. Wombat's going to go eat some waffles.
Yes, I am actually going to go eat some waffles.
GambusCon's going to go eat some fish waffles.
No.
And Killer Wolverine's going to go eat some cheese.
Hell no.
But that's the end of the show. So, Mr. Khan, if you would please get us the fuck out of here before we waffle it up.
Waffle. Waffle.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can! It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
Oh, I'm always looking angry.
Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon.
Yeah, man, I was swimming and it was like.
This is the most disturbing thing I've ever been a part of in my life.
Yes.
Because all I'm picturing is a sperm swimming around with GambusCon's face on it. With the goatee.
With the goatee.
When he first got in there, though, it played the G.I. Joe theme song.
And then it yelled that he was a real American hero right as he penetrated the egg.
Wow.
He gets in, he's like, now you know. And knowing was half the battle.
Indeed.
Yes. It was half the
battle. Yes. I just picture GambusCon looking like Seaman from that Dreamcast game.
Only if Leonard Nimoy does
his
narration.
The sperm version.
Fascinating.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Gamma Sperm.
Only your...
Good evening.
You didn't have pointy ears like Spock. You may have. I don't know. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Hard telling what happened inside
that vagina.
After
all, if you were a sperm with your face, that's creepy enough. But
it's got to have the goatee,
the pointy
too.
Ears would put it over the top.
Goatee's got to be in there, too.
Well. As soon as it came in there, it was like, greetings, programs!
Greetings, egg! How are you?
Greetings.
Oh, this egg is disgusting glitch. And disturbing.
I'm getting in this bitch. That's what he said when he got inside.
Burger!
Ew, that's nasty.